Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit. In to score Waddell.
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 5 of this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Down East Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. And Gio, you look at last night. That was a nice little victory for the Salem Red Sox. A 6-2 win over the Wood Ducks. And now, with the victory today, the Sox will have clinched the series victory on the Saturday here in Salem.
Yeah, they haven't done it at home this season with one game left to be played, right? You ended up winning it on the final day Sunday, last homestand 2 weeks back against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That was a series that was kind of back and forth and came down to Sunday for the Sox, but an opportunity here against, remember, a Down East team that came in red hot, a team that had won three consecutive series, 4 of 6 the last 2 weeks, 5 of 6 the week prior. An opportunity with a day left in your back pocket to win this series, and then that would set the table for maybe even a fifth win.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, again, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but hammering home the fact that this really is a big spot for the Sox, who sit 7 games back in the Carolina League North, and if there's any chance of making up some ground, it really does start with a strong finish here this weekend. 2 games remain.
Well, the Red Sox come in at 27-28 on this season. The Wood Ducks are 29-25, and looking more so back to last night, the Red Sox, 6-2 winners once again. They got a 6th spot in the first and didn't look back after that. Brooks Brannon, a 3-run homer. Stanley Tucker, an RBI single as well. The Red Sox kind of just were on cruise control after that first.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. You say they didn't look back after that. They also didn't score after that, but they didn't have to, right? 6-2, the final score a night ago in favor of the Red Sox. And Carter, it took 40 minutes to get through the first inning of baseball, and on the other side, the Down East Wood Ducks only had 3 batters come up in that first inning. So with the Red Sox batting around and going Antonio Anderson and Nelly Taylor Jr. batting twice in the inning, it lasted 40 minutes time, and then the rest of the game just kind of flew by. We were out of here by 9:30 after a 7:05 first pitch. I don't think the way that game started, we quite foresaw that coming, but the Red Sox, like you mentioned, were able to kind of cruise, and it started with the pitching performances a night ago. You got a terrific start out of Luis Cohen. I really can't hammer home enough how impressive he was. I would argue that was his best start we've seen in 2024. He's had some good ones, no doubt. He's had some ups and downs, but I think that his best game of the 2024 campaign came last night. 5 innings, 4 hits, a run, 5 strikeouts, not a single batter was walked. He was dialed in. He picked up the win. And then it's always a good night when you have to only throw 2 arms. Michael Sansone comes out of the pen. He picks up the save for the Sox, his 2nd of the season. He goes 4 complete, 4 hits, just 1 run baseball, a walk, and he tallied 5 strikeouts as well. When you only throw 2 arms, they combine for 10 strikeouts to just 1 walk, and they only give up a total of 8 hits and 2 runs. I mean, that is just winning baseball on the bump, plain and simple. And the Red Sox had that last night.
Again, Brooks Brannon, 1 for 4, a 3-run homer, his 1st of the season, and just his 3rd game back in the lineup since returning from the IL and from rehab down in the Florida Complex League. Stanley Tucker was 2 for 3, Had two singles, including an RBI single. He has since raised his average to 172 and continuing to do a nice job at multiple different positions for the Salem Red Sox. Well, Gio alluded to it. The Red Sox, they've yet to win a home series this season prior to the Sunday finale. So if the Red Sox are to do that today, that's big time going forward the rest of the weekend. And it sets yourself up to have an excellent weekend potentially tomorrow, to your point a little bit earlier. You're just 7 games back of first place now in the Carolina League North. And while it is a little bit of a daunting task when you're, you know, just a couple weeks away from the first half coming to a close, you kind of put yourself in position to be in position, if you will, should really you win the next two for sure before you go on the road.
Yeah, definitely an opportunity in front. If you could win the next two and then you take a road trip here, I mean, it all just comes down to winning ball games. Obviously, the rest of it has to take care of itself. You need some teams to start losing some games. Like, for instance, last night the Red Sox did not gain any ground. Or actually, excuse me, pardon me, they did. They sat 8 games back. I'll correct myself here. They sat 8 games back heading into last night. And then, no, they didn't make up any ground. My mistake. So, 7 games back heading into last night. They still sit 7 games back because at the top, Carolina was able to come away with a win. But you did damage to Down East, who does sit above you in the standings. They sit at third, 29-25 on the year. They're a game above Fredericksburg and a couple of games behind Lynchburg. They came in at 3.5 back. Now they're 4.5 back. So, I mean, the nice thing is you're playing against a team in your division that is currently slotted above you.
Sure.
So that definitely helps things a little bit. But if you're Salem, you just got to worry about going out there, playing your best baseball, and trying to put some wins together here.
No doubt about it. And, yes, you do need some help. And the Mudcats, currently the team in first place in the Carolina League North. And we'll get to the standings in a little bit. They had won 8 in a row, and then they lost 3 in a row, presenting some wiggle room for the Salem Red Sox to pick up some victories. Well, it should be a good one here tonight in Salem. Game 5 of 6 in this 6-game set between the Red Sox and the Down East Wood Ducks in the Wood Ducks' last ever trip to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll step aside and come back in just a minute. Much more to get to on our pregame show. We'll take you through the starting lineups for both sides tonight, through the Wood Ducks starting 9 and the Salem Red Sox starting lineup, of course, and it's pretty star-studded once again at the top. So much more coming up on the other side of this break. We'll step aside and return in just a minute. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
our pregame show rolls on from Salem as we're all set and ready to go for game 5 of 6 in this 6-game set between your Salem Red Sox and the Down East Wood Ducks. Well, it's time for our injury report here this evening. Luckily, no new news to report. And Miguel Blaze, who has missed some time recently with a root canal. Yes, a root canal after having a dental procedure about a week ago. He is, spoiler alert, back in the starting lineup this evening after kind of easing his way back so far throughout the week. So that's your lone little news on the injury report front. And now it's time to take you through the starting lineups. First, for the Down East Wood Ducks, making their 5th appearance here this season. Take it away, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Down East rolls out there with a very similar lineup that they have throughout most of this week. Kedry Vargas plays shortstop, and he leads things off. Glader Figueroa, one of the hottest ones in the Carolina League, especially this week. He bats second and plays in the hot corner at third base. Batting third, Baker Barroso plays at first base. And the cleanup man behind the dish, Julian Brock, once again tonight. Batting fifth, Marcus Smith plays out in center field. Eric Alvarez follows him up as the designated hitter, batting sixth. In the 7-hole, Chandler Pollard plays second base as Tommy Speck plays out in the left field and bats eighth. Wadi Mendez, the right fielder, bats ninth. And one more time through the Down East Wood Ducks order, it's Vargas, Figueroa, Barroso, Brock, Smith, Alvarez, Pollard, Speck, and Mendez. Alejandro Rosario, the defending Carolina League Pitcher of the Week, gets the start on the hill, and he gets the nod for the Wood Ducks this evening, Carter.
Well, thank you, Mr. Heater. Yeah, Alejandro Rosario, to your point, the defending I like how you use the defending word. He was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week a week ago in the league. He's somebody who is familiar with the region, per se. He's out of Miami, Florida, and was a 5th-round pick a season ago out of the University of Miami, so a former Hurricane here pitching tonight in Salem. There's a reason why he won that honor a week ago. He's 2-2 with a 1.44 ERA. This is his 8th appearance and 8th start of the season. 31 and a third innings pitched, 39 strikeouts to just, how about this, 5 walks. That's as good as it gets.
That's as good as it gets. You got 2 outstanding pitchers on the hill tonight.
Rosario for the Wood Ducks. Jojo Ingracia for the Red Sox. We'll get to him in just a minute. Here is the starting 9 for your Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. They come in at 27 and 28 on the season, and let's take you 1 through 9. Leading off is the shortstop, the 8th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, Nizad Zenitello. He's been kind of still easing his way back from that injury. He's playing on back-to-back days here, or I should say, for the 2nd time in 3 days here tonight here in Salem, playing in the 6-hole for the Red Sox. It then goes to Antonio Anderson, who plays at the hot corner and is in the 2-hole tonight for the Red Sox. He is the 18th best prospect in Boston's organization. And then Miguel Blaze is back in there riding a 14-game hitting streak and a 24-game on base streak, the 4th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. So 1-2-3, Zenitello, Anderson, and Miguel Blaze. In the cleanup spot, it's the left fielder, Nelly Taylor Jr., the league leader in doubles with 15 on the season, continues to swing a hot stick, and he slides over to left tonight after we've seen him right a good chunk of the year. He's played in center twice this series with no Miguel Blaze, so curious to see him over in left, and, you know, with how good he is defensively and, you know, winning Defensive Player of the Year in his conference in Polk State Community College a season ago, and, you know, Defensive Player in the organization this past month, should be no problem for Nelly over in left. Freddy Encarnacion is the first baseman. He bats in the 5-hole. And Marvin Alcantara is the designated hitter. He bats 6. So 4-5-6 it goes. Taylor, Encarnacion, and Alcantara. The right fielder, Nathaniel Yuten, will bat 7th. And Andy Lugo is at 2nd. He's in the 8-hole. Rounding out the starting 9 in the 9-hole behind the plate, it is number 44, Daniel McAlvany. So 7, 8, 9, Yuten, Lugo, and McAlvany. 1 through 9, Zenitello, Anderson, Blaze, Taylor, Encarnacion, Alcantara, Yuten, Lugo, and McAlvany. On the bump for Salem, the left-hander, Jojo Ingracia. Man, oh man, has he been good so far this season. 14th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton a season ago has just taken single A by storm. He's 2-1 with a 2.20 ERA. This is appearance number 13. He's since shifted to the starting rotation, and this is start number 4 for him of his professional career. Also has a save to his credit as well. 28 2/3 innings pitched. This is good too. 45 strikeouts to just 10 walks. He's one of the highest whiff rates on this Salem Red Sox team. So Rosario against Ingracia, it's as good of a pitching matchup as, quite frankly, we will see all weekend long. Once again, game 5 of 6 in this 6-game set between the Wood Ducks and the Red Sox. And let's take you through the Carolina League standings. We kind of hinted at it a little bit earlier on with the Red Sox, the positioning they're currently in, and what the Mudcats have done at the top. Well, they were winners last night. They're currently 33-20 and in first place in the division. The Lynchburg Hillcats are 31-24 and are 3 back of first in the Carolina League North. Then it goes to this Down East Wood Ducks team, who has lost 3 of the first 4 here in Salem. They're 29-25 and 4.5 back of first place. And the Fred Nats are 29-26, 5 back of first. And how about this? They've lost 6 in a row, starting to crumble a little bit this past week and a half. Then it gets to the Salem Red Sox. Okay, interesting position for them. They're 27-28. A game under 500. They won 3 of the first 4 in this series. And a nice bounce back so far after losing 5-6 last week on the road to the Lynchburg Hillcats. They are currently 7 back of first in the Carolina League North. And then the Delmarva Shorebirds are 17-37. They are 16.5 games back of first in the division. In the Carolina League South, the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the way. They are 35-19. They have some wiggle room. They've won 9 in a row, by the way. 9 in a row. The Columbia Fireflies are in second, and they're the only other team in that division above 500. They're 28-25, 6.5 back of first in the division. They've also won 4 in a row. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans are 25-29. They're 10 back of first in the division. And then the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who have lost 4 in a row, are 25-30, 10.5 back of first in the South. Next week's opponent for the Salem Red Sox down in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The Charleston River Dogs are 24-30, 11 back of first in the division, and rounding out the Carolina League South, the Augusta Green Jackets. The single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves are 22-32, 13 back of first in the Carolina League South. So the South, the Cannonballers are running away with things. The North, there is a little bit of a gap between the Mudcats and the Hillcats. But still, some damage could be done, quite frankly, by any of those top 4-5 teams. Again, taking you back through this week so far, it's been a good one here in Salem. Back on Tuesday, a 6-5 victory for the Red Sox. Brooks Brannon laced an RBI single through the right side in walk-off fashion to win it in his first game back here in Southwest Virginia. He gets the day off. He is the 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Then on Wednesday, a little bit of a laugher. You lose it 11-2, and you're like, okay, it's baseball. But then you return back on Thursday. It's Salem Beer Mongers night, and the Red Sox on Salem Beer Mongers night, they don't lose. The alter egos for the Red Sox on home Thursday night games. They win that one by a final score of 7-3. Stanley Tucker with his first professional grand slam in that one. And then we take it through yesterday. Once again, that was a 6-2 win for the Red Sox over the Wood Ducks. Salem got 6 runs in the bottom of the first. Brooks Brannon, a 3-run homer, first of the season, and then Stanley Tucker, an RBI single. Salem did not score the rest of the way, but the arms of Luis Cohen and Michael Sansone held down the Wood Ducks and limited them to just 2 runs throughout the majority of the contest. So that sets us up for Game 5. The Red Sox, with a win, will have clinched their second consecutive home series victory, and it will be the first time the Red Sox have won a series at home this season prior to the Sunday finale. Already, the Wood Ducks' 3 series winning streak has been snapped. They had won 4 of 6 the previous 2 weeks. The week prior had won 5 of 6. The best they can do in Salem is a series split. So the Red Sox just kind of need to win 1 of the next 2, but the next 2 would absolutely be Bay. Well, we're all set and ready to go for first pitch here from Salem. It's the Wood Ducks. It's the Red Sox on the other side of this break. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out? Hoot, hoot,
hoot, hoot. What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
All set and ready to go for Saturday night baseball here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia for game 5 of 6 in the 6-game set between your Salem Red Sox and the Down East Wood Ducks. And starting us off on our play-by-play duties for innings 1 through 3, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Another gorgeous night for baseball here in the Roanoke Valley. A spectacular Saturday night with a great crowd on hand here in Salem. Red Sox winners of 2 in a row, an opportunity now to take a 4-1 lead in this series and clinch a victory. What would be the first time at home in 2024 with one game left in their back pocket. Jojo Ingracia on the hill for the Red Sox, owns a 2-1 record, a 2.20 ERA, and 28 and two-thirds innings pitched so far this season. His best stat line, 45 strikeouts to 10 walks for the Cal State Fullerton alum. Ingracia pitches from the left side, and Carter, we talked about a handful of times this year. Might not be much longer that he's sticking around here in Salem.
Yeah, based on that strikeout to walk ratio, would not be surprised whatsoever. We touched on this. He has taken the single A level by storm. A 14th round pick a year ago, and his numbers are showing why that, you know, yeah, that pick was used on Mr. Ingracia. And can't wait to see what he does tonight in his fourth start of his professional career.
First pitch on the way, and it's taken for a strike inside corner by Akedri Vargas at the top of the order. Quickly, it's nothing and one. First pitch at 6.07 p.m. tonight here in Salem. The 0-1 offering, a fastball swing and a miss down and in. And quickly, it's nothing and two. Vargas leads things off, followed up by the third baseman, Glader Figueroa. Baker Barroso, that's third, the 0-2. Ball taken downstairs, and the count now 1-2. Ingracia, 45 strikeouts, 10 walks on the season. Red Sox decked out in their navy blues tonight. He deals the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 81 mile an hour breaking ball at the knees, and there's one gone. What a start for JoJo.
Yeah, I guess. Are you surprised, right? season strikeout number 46 on the year. I think we're going to see a lot of strikeouts tonight, combined between Ingracia and Alejandro Rosario. But what a start for JoJo, continuing to kind of pick up where he left off.
Well, sign me up for that. Here's Glader Figueroa. First pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball way out in front, and it's nothing and one.
It's the bread and butter. Bread and butter.
Figueroa, the 25th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. The 0-1 offering. That breaking ball slides back into the zone. Nothing and two. JoJo way in front here early on in the count to a 239 hitter. The league leader in home runs. 0-2. Breaking ball spiked in the dirt. It's a ball and two strikes for Glader Figueroa. Came into the week with sole possession of the home run lead. Gariola, Andy Gariola from Myrtle Beach, has tied him since. The 1-2. Breaking ball taken downstairs. Two balls and two strikes, and we remember how powerful Andy Gariola's bat is. Played for the Pelicans here in Salem about three homestands ago at this point.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Yeah. 2-2. Breaking ball, drubbed foul. We'll do it again at 2-2.
I think he homered twice here in Salem.
At least once.
I believe it was twice. One was over the scoreboard out in left center field.
Yes. He's had a good week. Mordan of Delmarva has 9 home runs. He sits with sole possession of third. 2-2 to Figueroa. Fastball outside, and the count worked full. Good at-bat here by Glader Figueroa because he's down nothing in two and has since climbed back.
Yeah, especially falling behind. Working the count, seeing pitches, fouling pitches off.
Payoff pitch, breaking ball, rings him up on the inside corner. Strike three. Back-to-back Ks to start the night for JoJo Ingracia.
Number 47 on the season, and that pitch was right down the middle, too. Just kind of froze him with it. I think he thought he was going to try and blow him away with the fastball, but anytime, you know, that pitch is on for JoJo Ingracia, he's going to keep using it, and it's working early on here in Salem.
Here's Baker Barroso from the right side. First pitch, and a fastball is lifted foul right side into the seats. Nothing and one. Well, nobody has had a more impressive week than Baker Barroso. Did not appear last night. Here's the 0-1. Fastball misses at the ankles, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Night before that, 2-for-4 outing, pair of base hits, came around to score in the sixth. But on Wednesday night, the 1-1, breaking ball misses high and away, 2-1. He was elite, a triple in the eighth, base hit and a stolen bag in the seventh, a two-run homer in the fifth, and an RBI single in the third. 2-1, half-hearted swing. He went around on a breaking ball that was in the zone anyways on the inner half, and it's 2-2. Just recently, elevated up to the single-A level, Barroso has delivered. 2-2, swing and a miss, doesn't deliver there. Breaking ball below the knees, sits him down, and JoJo Ingracia strikes out the side to start the Saturday night here in Salem. We go to the home half of the first after this. Ingracia dealing on the bump. Let's have some fun. Red Sox and Wood Ducks tied at 0. Red Sox bats 2-up when we return.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Oy,
you can't write up a better start than what the Red Sox got going on right now. One of the best pitchers in the Carolina League on the hill, and JoJo Ingracia strikes out the side 1-2-3 in the top half of the first inning, not to mention the elite bats that he faced. Red Sox do up for the first time tonight, 1-2-3, Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Miguel Blaze. You talk about star-studded, how about the top three in the order? First offering is chop foul, left side by Nizan Zanatello, and the count nothing and one. For the 19-year-old out of St. Louis, Missouri, second round pick a year ago, playing the middle infield for the Red Sox at short tonight. Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, donning the navy blues this evening on a Saturday night in Salem. White pants, navy blue caps, red numbers and letters reading Salem across the front. Nothing and one the pitch. Fastball called a strike outside corner, and it's nothing and two. Well, we talked about the elite arm of JoJo Ingracia on the hill for the Red Sox. The Wood Ducks have a counterpunch to that. The 0-2, swing and a miss, and Nizan strikes out on three pitches. High fastball that was in the zone, and there's one gone just like that here in the bottom of the first.
Well, we talked about we're going to see a lot of strikeouts today.
Indeed.
Four hitters have hit today between both sides.
All
four
of them struck out.
That's number 50 on the season for Rosario. Again, he's walked just five guys as well.
Alejandro Rosario, the righty on the hill for Down East. Here's Antonio Anderson. First pitch is drubbed back to the netting foul, and it's nothing and one. Rosario played three seasons at the University of Miami, Power 5 baseball at the highest level. Hurricanes, one of the most illustrious programs in the sport. The 0-1, fastball in there for a strike inside corner, and Anderson quickly down nothing and two.
And again, elite control of the strike zone for Rosario.
He deals 0-2. Fastball misses just a hair high and away. 98 on the gun. This is probably velocity-wise the fastest arm the Red Sox have faced here at home this season. We saw 99 and 101 last week against Fayetteville. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup at 91 on the outside corner. Two gone. Both of them via the K.
Well, from a starter, we've definitely, I don't think we've seen a higher velocity consistently than 97, 98. You spend 3 years playing at Miami, right? I mean, to your point, one of the more illustrious programs in college baseball, you're ready for pro ball.
Yes.
And a fifth-round draft pick.
First pitch to Blaze, breaking ball, called a strike. Outside corner at 82, nothing and one. When you're throwing a changeup at 91 to start the game,
yeah,
you know, you're in a good spot. 0-1 to Blaze. He swings, laces one down the left field line for a base hit. Miguel Blaze hauling around first, gunning for second. It's retrieved in the left field corner, and Blaze stops at second with a two-out stand-up double. A 15-game hitting streak for the fourth-best prospect in the organization.
And a 25-game on-base streak. How about that? Figueroa was playing a little bit off the line at third, and he's pretty good defensively. I don't know. There was a little bit of a slight hesitation there as the ball kind of crept up on him. It was hit hard, though. 93 off the bat. That's a double from Miguel Blaze. And now the Red Sox are set up.
Table set for the league leader in doubles, Nelly Taylor Jr. Righty on lefty, first pitch. And a fastball runs high and away, 1-0. 250 hitter, and Nelly Taylor Jr. got 25 runs batted in on this season. Miguel Blaze stands off of second, two gone. Runner in scoring position for the Sox here in the bottom of the first. Can they take advantage? 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses high and away, and it's two balls, no strikes. Well, you talked about how Gleyber Figueroa had been tied as the home run leader in the Carolina League. Nelly Taylor has since been tied as the doubles leader as well, but he still stands atop everybody. Two balls, no strikes for Nelly Taylor Jr. Runner off a second to pitch. He swings, lifts it back towards us, just to the right of the booth. Off the press box window, it's 2-1.
About 6 feet to our right. Just slightly down the third baseline. 97 out of the right hand of Rosario. Now if you're the Red Sox, you got to take advantage. I don't know how many opportunities you're going to have today. All of a sudden, Miguel Blaze with a double. Part of the order.
want to go up 1-0 here at least.
Two balls and a strike for Nelly Taylor Jr. Rosario deals. Swing at a chopper, right side foul, and it evens it up at 2-2. Oh, Caden Connor of Kannapolis, who has the best record in the Carolina League. He has since tied Nelly Taylor Jr. at 15 doubles on this season for the top of the Carolina League. Arturo Disla of Down East, he's tied for third with 14 with Andy Lugo of the Red Sox. How about that? Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a 91-mile-an-hour changeup at the knees. A runner left on second. Miguel Blaise with a double to extend that 14-game hitting streak into 15, but nothing to show for it. We're still scoreless. Headed to the top of two here in Salem. Houston, the Red Sox baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're having fun here on a Saturday night in Salem. Scoreless headed to the top of the second inning with two outstanding pitchers on the hill. JoJo Ingracia donning the navy blue for the Red Sox tonight. Alejandro Rosario on the other side for the Down East Wood Ducks. The Red Sox an opportunity with a win tonight to clinch a series victory, their fourth win of the week, and they do it with a game left tomorrow within their back pocket. I mean, wouldn't that be something? 4-5-6 due up for the Wood Ducks, Julian Brock, Marcus Smith, and Eric Alvarez. Lefty on righty, first pitch on the way, and a fastball is called a strike on the inside corner. Nothing at one. JoJo Ingracia simply outstanding early on, struck out the side in the first inning. The 0-1 offering. He swings and lifts it foul into the seats right side. 0-2.
Getting ahead once again is JoJo Ingracia.
They want to go home early today, it seems. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball misses at the ankles. The count now 1-2. Well, your defensive alignment for the Red Sox. It went by so fast in the first, we didn't even get to it. Daniel McCalvity featured in your battery behind the dish tonight. Antonio Anderson in the hot corner. The 1-2. Breaking ball, tagged foul, opposite way. We'll do it again at 1-2. Nizan Zanatello, eighth best prospect in the organization, last year's second round pick. He plays short. Andy Lugo, tied for third in the league in doubles, plays second. The 1-2. Breaking ball misses down and in. It's 2-2. And Fraile Encarnacion plays first base this evening for the Sox. Nelly Taylor Jr. out and left. Miguel Blaise in center. Nathaniel Uten plays in right. 2-2. Fastball inside. Count now 3-2. Second time it's deflected off the mitt of McCalvany on a fastball inside.
Yeah, same spot. 1-0-2, 1-2-2. Maybe you go with the breaking ball here, I would presume.
Payoff pitch. Here's a line drive up the middle. Scolded a fastball down for a base hit. Leadoff single for Julian Brock. First hit of the day for the Wood Ducks.
Yeah, he gave him a fastball, and that was right down the middle, and Brock took advantage. 1-0-8 off the bat. First hit of the day for the Wood Ducks, and Down East is set up here in the second.
Here's Marcus Smith, the center fielder, bats fifth. Now each team with a hit, Miguel Blaise had that two-out double down the left field line, went all the way to the corner, was stranded at second. First pitch to Smith, and a fastball called a strike outside half, nothing and one. Smith yesterday, an 0-for-4 day with a walk in a 6-2 loss for the Wood Ducks. 0-1.
Swing and a miss. Breaking ball downstairs. Quickly, nothing and two.
Breaking ball again on that one. I was surprised he went away from the breaking ball during the Julian Brock at bat a little bit.
It was working for him in that first inning. He tried to mix it up a little bit. Runner off of first. Nobody out. Top of two. The 0-2. Breaking ball rings him up. Falls off a cliff. Back out of the zone. Strikeout number four for JoJo.
Yeah, Marcus Smith knew it. That one bent right back into the zone on 0-2. I think he was thinking there was going to be a little bit of a waste pitch there. And no, he went breaking ball that was supposed to bite back in, and that's exactly what it did. And four outs on the day, all four via the strikeout for JoJo Ingracia.
Ingracia dialed in. Eric Alvarez from the right side, a pickoff to first, and a head first slide for Julian Brock. You know, JoJo was dealing so well that not often at the single-A level do our guys get called up to be on the big-time podcasts across the organization. JoJo had that opportunity. Here's a line drive sent the opposite way into right field grass. Bound for a base hit. Runners on first and second. One gone. Second hit of the day for the Wood Ducks, and Alvarez is aboard.
Yeah, 91 off the bat through the right side. Just going with the pitch to Derek Alvarez. And all of a sudden, first and second, one out for Chandler Pollard. Here the Red Sox hoping to spin the double play ball here.
Our guy Hunter Nolan Company had JoJo on the Pesky Report podcast this past week. They went about an hour and 15 minutes interviewing JoJo. Pretty cool to hear. Here's Chandler Pollard from the right side, lefty on righty. First and second for Down East. One gone at the top of the second. Gracia glances a second, winds and fires. First pitch and a bunt is squibbed back behind home plate, nothing and one. Are you surprised to see a bunt here, Carter? We really do not see much bunting at this level.
Yeah, you know,
or
maybe
in baseball.
You're exactly right there. Maybe a little bit, but at the same time, I mean, you're clearly going to try for a base hit here with one down, no sack bunt.
0-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and in, nothing and two.
And that's exactly, they saw something. And Antonio Anderson's playing far enough off the bag down at third where I think he was hoping to push one down the third baseline. And once it wasn't successful the first time, you're not going to go back to it. Now you're down 0-2 in the count.
JoJo, the glance to second, fires the 0-2. Swing and a foul tip that falls in front of McCalvany. We'll do it again. Just got a piece of it. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. I think our PA was a little confused there. We heard a ka-ching. See if he gets the ka-ching here. First and second, one gone. JoJo the 0-2. Ring him up. Breaking ball snaps back into the zone. 83-mile-an-hour slider. Strikeout number five for Ingracia. Three of them sit backwards.
Yeah, went back. Breaking ball outside corner. And no shot for Chandler Pollard after giving up on the pitch. And to your point, five outs, all via the strikeout.
Two gone, runners on first and second. Tommy Speck looks at a fastball high in the zone for a strike. 94 on the gun, it's nothing and one. Speck hitting below the Mendoza line at 164. Has 13 ribbies on the year. Has not homered yet this season. Lefty on lefty, the 0-1. Breaking ball just misses inside at 84, and it's 1-1.
Good pitch, good take by Tommy Speck. Just missed the inner half. Larry Pettis behind the plate once again today.
One ball, one strike. Ingracia offers the 1-1. Breaking ball downstairs, 2-1.
Pettis behind the plate. Zach Kovic in the field. Two-man Carolina League crew.
Eight-hole up for the first time tonight for the Wood Ducks. They have two hits to Salem's one. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a tapper, right side, scooped up by Encarnacion, right hand in the air, and he steps on first base himself for out number three. JoJo Ingracia dealing. Five strikeouts through two innings of work. We go to the home half of the second, scoreless in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms.
laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, this is one of the best things that I think I've ever seen. The superstars are in town, and Carter, that has lived up to the hype. That is some funny stuff. We go to the bottom of the second, still scoreless between the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks, and what a distraction from what has been an outstanding ballgame early on. Poor home plate umpire Larry Pettis was surrounded by
three invadible animals. Yeah, we got a replay of that. I'm pretty sure they got a good shot of that. Can we get a replay of that by chance? Sorry to cut you off.
No.
Continue, please.
Not at all. You got Ken Giraffe Jr., you got Harry Canary, and you got Red Sox great. Here's the first pitch to Freddy Encarnacion. Fastball misses high and in. 1-0. Garcia Parrott.
I'm pretty sure they got a great shot of all of that on the broadcast, looking at the screen the whole time during the break if you're watching on MILB TV.
1-0, swing and a miss. Foul tipped off the bat of Freddy Encarnacion. He just got a piece. It's 1-1. If you're not watching and if you're listening, we encourage you to head over to MILB TV. The 1-1 breaking ball misses down and away, 2-1, because you'll see that throughout the entire night they're here. All evening long.
Yeah, and poor Alejandro Rosario kind of had to halt his warm-up pitches because they were just behind home plate, didn't want to hit him by chance.
2-1. Called a strike, outer half on a fastball, 2-2.
But Larry Pettis, the home plate umpire, was surrounded. Here we go.
Here's another shot.
MILB TV.
I mean, that is awesome. 2-2. He swings and he lifts it foul back behind home plate.
Ah.
Almost a play made by a young fan.
That, and I better almost, to watch it than describe it.
I almost feel, yes. I almost feel bad that we are distracting ourselves from this terrific ballgame right now. You got two of the best pitchers in the league going at it. 2-2. Here's a swing and a tipper foul left side. Do it again. And a big game for the Sox. Like, to reel it back in. Salem with an opportunity to clinch a series victory with a game still in their back pocket heading into tomorrow. Two balls, two strikes to pitch. Here's a swing and a line drive smashed into the corner in left field. This one hops to the warning track. Encarnacion around first. He stops at second with a stand-up leadoff double. Second double of the night for the Red Sox.
Well, that one was hit hard as well. Now, 81 off the bat isn't scolded per se, especially for, you know, Freddy Encarnacion's standards per se. I mean, that man can mash the baseball.
Yes.
Kind of lifts it down the left field line. And once he got into the corner, he was always going to be on two with ease. And leadoff double, the Sox are set up for Marvin Alcantara.
Here's Marv, the designated hitter in the six hole. Runner off a second, nobody out the pitch. And he laces one up the middle, down for a base hit in front of the center fielder in Smith. Stopping at third, Encarnacion. And taking off for second is Marvin Alcantara. He's in there. So on the throw into home, he's going to advance to second. I believe they're going to score it a single. Regardless, two runners in scoring position for the Sox to start things out in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, that'll be a single and advancing on the throw. And that's a mistake by Marvin Smith because Encarnacion was being held up at third. And the throw to the plate, I mean, he was trying to hit the cutoff man, but he overthrew him. Did not work out so well for the Down East Wood Ducks.
Oh, big spot here for Nathaniel Uten, the 250 hitter with five homers on the year. Had a homer in the eighth inning the other night. First pitch, and he swings, chops it hard, right side, scooped up by Barroso, who steps on the first base bag, out number one. He thought about throwing back to second. Tried to double him up, but no opportunity to do so. Red Sox were smart on the base pass.
And the infield was playing about halfway in. Hit hard enough, though, for Barroso to step on first. And smart play by Encarnacion to make sure that he's not darting to the plate in that situation with still nobody out.
Sure. From the right side, it's Andy Lugo. First pitch. And he looks at a called strike. Fastball on the outside corner. Nothing and one. Andy Lugo tied for third with Arturo Disla of the Down East Wood Ducks for doubles in the Carolina League. He's got 14. The 0-1. Half-hearted swing. He goes around. Tips it into the mitt of Julian Brock, and he's down 0-2. Has 10 runs batted in this season. The ability to play anywhere, infield, outfield, whatever you ask of him. Big spot here, one gone, second and third for the Sox, bottom of two. 0-2 pitch, fastball runs high, 1-2.
Good waste pitch there if you're Rosario. This guy is not used to getting hit around all year long. We've touched on that. Now three hits on the day for Salem. They've all been hit hard, too. Big spot here for the Red Sox early on.
Scoreless ball game, bottom of the second inning. 1-2 to Lugo. He swings, lifts it into the air, down the left field line, all the way to the corner for a base hit. One run scores. One more, Marvin Alcantara right behind him. A two-run scoring stand-up double for Andy Lugo, his 15th of the year.
And now he's tied with Nelly Taylor for the league-leading doubles at 15 on the season. How about that?
A three-way tie with 15 now. Daniel McCalvany, runner off of second. The Red Sox in front 2-0 here in the home half of the second inning. And all of a sudden, hitting all over the yard on Alejandro Rosario. Third double tonight.
Yeah, this is a little bit uncharacteristic for Rosario, no doubt about that. All been hit hard, too. For Lugo, 97 off the bat into the corner. Was always going to score two runs. Sox cooking early.
Sox cooking indeed. Short mound visit comes to a conclusion, and Daniel McCalvity in the nine hole steps in from the right side. Always good when you reach the nine hole.
Yes.
In just the second inning of work, especially with one out on the board. 2-0 lead for the Sox. Four hits so far tonight. Righty on righty. Runner off of second. Rosario with a glance back to second. Kicks and deals. First pitch. Fastball in there for a strike. 96 on the gun right in the middle of the plate, and it's nothing and one. Daniel McCalvany behind the dish tonight for the Red Sox. Nothing and one the count. Pitch is on the way. He swings and misses, breaking ball below the knees, and it's nothing and two. You know, we talk about big opportunities. I think the opportunities at the catcher position are the ones that hold the most weight right now on this roster.
Sure.
Because it's the position that is the least shored up,
yeah,
so to speak.
And first base a little bit as well.
0-2. Here's a swing and a lifter high into the air, deep down the left field line. Foul. Would have been a two-run bomb, second homer of the season for McCalvity if he kept it inside the pole, but he couldn't.
376 down the line, 97 off the bat. Probably about 20 feet foul, if I had to guess.
Righty on righty, runner off of second. Nothing and two the count. Rosario deals, 0-2. Swing at a line drive up the middle, into the mitt on the run of Vargas, the shortstop. He snatches it out of the air for out number two. Runner stays put at second, and Andy Lugo, two gone. For the top of the order, Nizan Zanatello.
Yeah, just didn't hit it hard enough to get through. Maybe hit it a little bit off the nub of the bat, per se.
Big spot here for the 19-year-old out of St. Louis. Second-round pick for the Sox. First pitch to Nizan. He lifts it foul right side into the seats. Nothing in one.
And by nub, I mean handle, per se, of Daniel McCalvany.
Zanatello struck out swinging his first time up. Sox to the top of the order for the second time tonight. A 1 to Zanatello. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Quickly nothing and two. And this is where this could plague the 18, 19-year-olds on this Red Sox roster, these 97, 98-mile-an-hour pitchers.
Sure.
Right? Something they just
simply at that age have not seen quite as much. Runner off of second, two gone, nothing and two the count for Zanatello. 2-0 lead for the Sox, bottom of two. The pitch misses high with a fastball. Runner takes off, throw down to third, trickles into left field grass, and now he's going to take off. Andy Lugo comes in to score. He slides into home for a little bit of extra flair. It's 3-0 Salem. I almost said 3-0 Boston.
That's happened to me a time or two as well, especially with the unis tonight. But, no, I mean, that's just taking advantage of your opportunity, right? I mean, yeah. Goodness gracious. A stolen bag, Whelan and Dylan on the base pass, and then the E2 behind the plate, and 3-0 Salem on top.
Zanatello looks at another fastball high, and the count evens up, two balls and two strikes. 3-0 lead for the Sox. Base is empty. Two gone for Zanatello from the right side. Rosario deals 2-2. Breaking ball down and away. Full count for Nizan. Two home runs this season. One of them, an inside the Parker, came on the road for Zanatello.
Yeah, against the Carolina Mudcats.
Payoff pitch. Foul back. 3-2, it'll stay. You know, Nizan Zanatello, we talked about how he missed a handful at the beginning of the year, has still kind of battled his way back from injury. I mean, you almost think what could be.
Yeah.
If he plays this entire year and has developed since April. The payoff pitch. Ring him up, strike three. 96-mile-an-hour heater. Just kind of throws him with a fastball right down Broadway for out number three. Well, the Red Sox score three in the bottom of the second. They do so on three hits, a pair of doubles from Encarnacion and Lugo, and they're in front 3-0. We go to the top of the third after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third on a Saturday night here in Salem. 3-0 lead for the Red Sox as they look to clinch a series victory with their fourth win of the week in 5 days, if they can come away with a victory tonight. Off to a great start and a great pitcher on the hill in Jojo Ingracia. Now entering his third inning of work, has 5 strikeouts, has surrendered just 2 hits, both of which the only 2 base runners he surrendered to this point as well. Jojo simply dealing cards.
Yeah, he's been really, really good. And now has been spotted a 3-run lead. You give him 3 in the bottom of the second. Andy Lugo, 2-run double, and then making things happen on the base pass. And in a good situation here in the third.
First pitch, misses downstairs to Wadi Mendez. And 9-1-2 due up for the Downeast Wood Ducks. It goes Mendez then to the top of the order for the first time tonight. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Outside, 1-1. Kedry Vargas on deck, and Glader Figueroa is in the hole. Both of them struck out their first time up. 1-1. Break the ball outside, 2-1. So Jojo started the ball game by striking out the side in the first. He's given up 2 singles, had 2 strikeouts and a ground out in the second. 2-1. Breaking ball clips the outside corner on its way out the door. It's 2-2.
And a good pitch there. Kind of still had that waste one there. Evens up the count in this situation.
2-2. Spiked in the dirt. And the count now 3 balls and 2 strikes for Wadi Mendez. Jojo hasn't surrendered a walk yet tonight. Full count for the second time. He's thrown 39 pitches, 26 of them for strikes. finds and fires. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball tipped into the mitt of McCalvany, but he can't quite corral it. And it's an extra life for Wadi Mendez.
Good AB here by Wadi Mendez. Jojo Ingracia is a tough AB because of his stuff. And to be able to continue to battle against him.
Payoff pitch, poked foul, left side. One more time with the payoff.
Like right there. There you go.
Hit him with that breaking ball, like you mentioned, Carter. 83-mile-an-hour slider was below the knees as well. I had to kind of golf downstairs for it. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fastball, ring him up, pluck in the outside corner at 93. Strikeout number six. First of the third inning, one gone, top of three. Jojo just cruising with a 3-0 lead.
Not surprised he went fastball after three straight breaking balls. And Mendez was hoping to avoid the call and secure the leadoff walk, but it does catch the outside corner of the zone for out number one.
Top of the order, first pitch to Vargas. Fastball misses down and in. It's 1-0. Four of the six strikeouts for Jojo to this point have been backwards. Has only induced the swing and a miss twice. The 1-0. Breaking ball. There's a swing and a miss. 83-mile-an-hour curveball below the knees. 1-1. See, kind of differentiates. He's got those curveballs that have that downward movement. The 1-1 is a swing and a lifter high into the air into the gap right center field. Miguel Blaze giving it chase, and it one hops down on the track and off the top of the wall. Blaze throws it in, and it's cut off by Marvin Alcantara. One out double for Kedry Vargas.
And Miguel Blaze played that ball pretty well out in right center. Goes down as a double. Nothing hurt, though. Still one down in the frame. Jojo back to work. And with the way he's producing the strikeouts so far today, you know, you feel pretty good about yourself going forward.
Well, especially when you've been given a three-run cushion. Here's Glader Figueroa, second time up tonight from the left side. First pitch. He swings and misses on that slider at 84, breaking away from his barrel. It's nothing and one. Jojo, I mean, just turns it up a notch when he's facing a left-handed hitter as well with that slider, because he can get them to chase like nobody else we've seen. The 0-1, fastball just a hair outside at 93. It's 1-1.
Three hits on the day for Down East. Now, they've been hit hard. Two singles and the double. First extra base hit of the day for them. But again, he's always gotten the outs and the putouts when he's needed to so far.
1-1. This is outside. Hit him with the off-speed once again, and it's 2-1. Figueroa also struck out his first time at the dish. First backwards K of the day for Jojo at that point. Runner off a second, one gone, 3-0 lead for the Sox in the top of the third. Gracia from the stretch offers the 2-1. Breaking ball misses inside, and it's 3-1. First time we've seen Jojo behind in the count.
Yeah.
Really. Rare occurrence. The lefty out of California deals in the three-run runs high. And it's a first walk of the night for Ingracia. Figueroa makes it to first. Does it on five pitches.
And Daniel McCalvany going to come out and have a quick conversation, try and settle the left-hander down. Now you can try and spin a double play ball, you know, and you're one ground ball away from escaping the jam. And, you know, with that breaking ball, it's possible to get a ground ball in this situation if you're Ingracia and the Red Sox. But you've hit that part of the order where, you know, you got to be careful. Becker Barroso's had quite the week here in Salem. Then you got a Julian Brock who singled earlier, and Marcus Smith, a very capable hitter himself. So a big couple of ABs here. You know, you want to have that shutdown frame after giving up the three runs, and, you know, the Red Sox trying to hold on to this 3-0 lead.
Lefty on righty for Becker Barroso. First pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. Inside corner, nothing and one. Barroso struck out swinging his first time up. Third and final out in the first inning. He's got first and second, one gone. Down three runs, top of the third. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nothing at two.
Now you put yourself in a position for a strikeout. You go breaking ball again, or I would assume you'll see one in the dirt here. You still got the waste pitch, and you trust Daniel McCalvany behind the plate.
The 0-2. Fastball outside. one and two. And, yeah, I was just going to say, there's no way this sniffs the strike zone.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Runners off of first and second. One gone. JoJo Ingracia from the belt. He deals 1-2. Swing and a tapper left side past the diving glove of Nizan Zanatello, through for a base hit. Ekedri Vargas comes around to score. Runners on first and second. RBI single, Baker Barroso. And he continues to rake in the series.
Just continuing to come through. And to JoJo's credit, he got the ground ball he was looking for. Just found the hole off the bat of Barroso. A run scores, and it's now a 3-1 ball game here in Salem.
Didn't hit it all too hard, but did sizzle it a little bit past the diving glove of Nizan Zanatello.
Yeah.
Brings up Julian Brock from the right side. We reset with first and second, one gone once again, and it's now a 3-1 ball game after the run scores for Down East. First pitch, and Brock tags a fastball back to the netting, nothing and one. Julian Brock singled his first time up in the second to lead things off, was stranded at second base when it was all said and done. Gracia gathers. Brings home the 0-1. Fastball spiked in the dirt, 1-1.
Still, double play ball from getting out of the inning. Try and limit it to one would be big. You start putting up a crooked number if you're down east. He gained all the momentum back after giving up that three spot back in the second.
No doubt about it. Julian Brock yesterday, a 2-for-4 day, a double and a single. 2-1. Spiked in the dirt. Pardon me, the 1-1. Now it's two balls and a strike. 6-2 win for the Red Sox yesterday. 7-3 the night before. Down East lone win of the series came via a blowout. 11-2 on Wednesday, and the Red Sox on the series opener, 6-5 in walk-off fashion, thanks to other than Brooks Brannan. Not featured in the lineup tonight. Off day for Brannan. Off day for Stanley Tucker as well.
Those two guys were the two key parts of the game yesterday. But again, you want to continue to work your guys in and out. And you want to get guys like Miguel Blaise back in there. Not saying that those two directly impact him, but Stanley Tucker can play the outfield and at Denny Uten, Nellie Taylor have each had days off this week.
2-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs, 3-1. Well, Stanley Tucker yesterday had 2-for-3 outing. RBI single in the first. Brannan blew the doors open on the ball game. 3-run homer in the first that set the table. 3-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and the count's full.
It's a gutsy pitch there on 3-1, but that's trusting your best stuff if you're JoJo Ingracia. Julian Brock out in front of it. Moves the count full.
Runners on first and second. One gone. 3-1 the Red Sox lead. The 3-2 pitch spiked in the dirt. It's a walk worked by Julian Brock. The bases are loaded. 2nd walk surrendered in the inning by JoJo Ingracia, second today. Here's Marcus Smith from the left side. Big opportunity now for Down East, and they're going to talk about it. Coach Juan Rivera for a quick conversation.
Yeah, and it makes sense, too, to come out and have this conversation now. You know, the bases are loaded with one down. You're still in the middle of this order, trying to settle down the left-hander who has been so sharp through the first two frames, and now you get to the third and hitting a little bit of a bump. And a base hit here up the bat of Smith. All of a sudden, we pretty much have a tie ball game here in Salem. Struck out back in the first, and or in the second, I should say. And looking at JoJo's line so far, 2 1/3, 4 hits, a run. It was earned. 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. And the 2 walks this inning have been a little bit of a concern, per se. But again, still just a pitch away from escaping the jam and keeping this a 3-1 game.
And Gracia started the season coming out of the bullpen. Has since been jolted into a starting rotation spot and has delivered at that. Bases loaded, first pitch. Marcus Smith looks at a fastball high. It's 1-0. Smith earlier tonight struck out looking. That was the 4th out of 6 for JoJo. And Gracia started this third inning with a strikeout and since has surrendered
Base runners in four consecutive at-bats. The 1-0 is chop foul right side, 1-1. Double from Akedri Vargas, a walk from Glader Figueroa, a base hit to score a run from Baker Barroso, and a walk from Julian Brock. Bases juiced, one gone. Big spot for the Wood Ducks. 1-1 to Smith. Breaking ball, tapped foul, right side, 1-2.
Now you're ahead. Strikeout here also would be massive. Ball's put in the outfield. This is likely a 3-2 game. The entire infield is playing back, hoping to turn the double play, and wisely so in this situation. Strikeout, though, which would be number 7 on the day for JoJo, would be ever so crucial.
1-2. Swing and a fly ball, shallow left field, just out of the infield. Underneath it, Zanatello, and he's called off. The left fielder, Ellie Taylor, able to reel it in for out number 2. Nobody moves.
Now take that 2. Shallow enough pop up into shallow left, and Nelly Taylor coming in and making the catch. Had so much momentum where there was no shot for the runner Figueroa to try and score from third in that situation. No. Now you're not away from finishing off the frame and keeping this a 3-1 game, which would be, I think, a huge victory for the Salem Red Sox, all things considered.
JoJo looking for a ground ball here. Here's Eric Alvarez, first pitch. Is a fastball inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Alvarez, a 263 hitter. Base hit his first time up in the second. Base is loaded, 2 gone, 0-1 the count. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him to chase at a breaking ball, down and away, 0-2. And JoJo can get out of this jam. This is going to be one of those moments of the game where you point back and say, well, they had their shot.
Yeah.
Especially
absolutely
trailing by just 2. Bases juice with 1 out. Now there's 2 gone. Here's the 0-2. Misses downstairs. Fastball, 1-2.
And that pitch was not going to be close to the zone either in that situation. You had your waste pitch. Now, of course, you're not going to go too crazy with a runner on third. But, again, I wouldn't – you know, you're probably going to see a breaking ball here maybe, but I don't think it's going to be necessarily close to the strike zone per se.
1-2. Fastball. This gets away from Daniel McCalvity and scores a run. Glader Figueroa crosses home. Runners now on second and third. It's 3-2. Couldn't have that.
Yeah, you spiked it on the inside corner, and it gets past McCalvity. That's a big run, and now a base hit could all of a sudden give the Wood Ducks a 4-3 lead.
JoJo looking to keep the damage to a minimum. Second and third, 2 gone, 2 balls and 2 strikes for Eric Alvarez. He hurls. Swing and a miss, got up with a breaking ball. McCalvity stops it. A high throw to first falls into the glove of Fraley Encarnacion. The strikeout is there. And the damage is kept to just 2. 3-2, the Red Sox lead it by a run. We go to the home half of the third after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here in Salem. The Superstars going at it down on the field on the first base side. 3-2, the Red Sox with a one-run advantage heading to the home half of the third against Down East. Sox looking for their fourth win of the series, trying to clinch a series victory with one game still left in their back pocket. Giovanni Hitter going alongside Carter Hill with you. Big opportunity for Down East in the third frame, and they were able to make a little bit happen. Ended up scoring 2 runs. Were helped by a
pair of walks and a wild pitch. JoJo, though, was able to keep the damage to a minimum.
Yeah, he certainly was in that situation. You know, you still give up the two runs. Okay, no harm, no foul, as long as you can continue to add some more runs offensively. This is not going to be a night where I feel like three is going to be enough. Up 3-2 here in the home half of the third. You're in a situation now where, you know, the right-hander Rosario is one of the best in the Carolina League, but you got to kind of keep on adding on here in the third, and, you know, we'll see where we're at later in the contest, though, for sure.
Alejandro Rosario maintaining the mound, his third inning of work for Downey's. Red Sox ready to go. 2-3-4 in the batting order. Antonio Anderson, Miguel Blaise, and Nelly Taylor Jr. You know, one thing, Carter, about the superstars, it appears that the delays between innings are going to be a little bit longer.
Yeah, tonight. I think so, because you still got to give Rosario his warm-up pitches.
Yeah,
you see replay out here what happened on MILB TV.
They got the players involved.
They got them all involved.
Oh, wow.
Nolan Rhino.
Look at that. What is that dance move? Oh, he's doing
gosh.
The splits. What is that dance move called?
You're asking the wrong person right there.
You didn't break that out for your 21st the other
night? No, did not the other night. No, sir.
Here's Antonio Anderson digging in from the left side. 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Struck out swinging his first time up tonight. Righty on a switch hitting lefty. First pitch. Fastball down and in, and the count now 1-0. Anderson, two home runs on the season. Trying to kind of come around and play a big impact for the first time this series. The 1-0. This is inside 2-0. He's just kind of quietly floated towards the top of the order this week. Went 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Did come around to score. 0-for-4 with a walk the night before. Here's a swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 2-1. Night before that, top of the order was aboard with an error. Struck out 3 times. Went 0-for-5. 2-1 to Anderson. He swings and lifts it foul. Left side of the seats, 2-2. And then the 6-5 win for the Sox had his lone hit of the series. Massive double, though, in the ninth inning. To set the table.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Carter got the Twitter to work.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Multitasking with the clips, the 2-2. He swings and lifts it back to the backstop. 2-2, it'll stay.
Well, we're trying to clip everything here, and typically the Hootsuite works well, but the framing was a little bit off, and Gio was trying to show me a tip how to adjust it, but that video still was not working in the Hootsuite. So I was like, man, I got to find the Twitter login. Well, luckily, Langdon's computer is already logged in.
2-2 line drive smacked up the middle down for a base hit. Leadoff single, Antonio Anderson, his second knock of the series.
I'm sitting here thinking, how can I expedite this process? And I'm like, you know, I'm going to try and see if it's working already. And lo and behold, it is. So, also, ripper off about Antonio Anderson right there. Red Sox are set up to, you know, now you give up the two runs again. You want to try and add something back here. Kind of sway some momentum back your way. That was 1-1 off the bat of Antonio Anderson, by the way.
Miguel Blaise from the right side. Righty on righty. Runner off of first. First pitch. Breaking ball called a strike. Nothing and one. Blaise doubled first time up tonight. That was in the first inning. Was stranded, though, at second. A 1 to Blaise. Check swing. Ball high and in. Field umpire and Zach Hovick says he didn't go, and it's 1-1.
Still has the big blow in this game, does Miguel Blaise.
Blaise's double was cranked. Pull side all the way into the corner in left. Here's the 1-1. Tip that one back to the backstop, 1-2.
And it's still the only, you know, still only the second time we've seen Miguel Blaise in the lineup this week. Still kind of retrieving back from that root canal, so kind of quietly has extended his hitting streak to a pretty notable number, and an on-base streak to a pretty impressive number at 25.
15-game hitting streak for Miguel Blaise. The 1-2. Breaking ball down and away, 2-2. Yeah, because it's kind of been pieced together, right? Only played Tuesday and Sunday last week. He's only played twice here this week. I think next week he'll be back into the swing of things.
Sure.
Would be my guess. 5 out of the 6 games. 2-2. Here's a swing and a lifter high into the air, shallow left field. Charging in, Tommy Specht, head high catch, throws it in, and it's cut off. Anderson retreats back to first, one gone.
Yeah, just got that one off the end of the bat. Retiring Blaze brings up Nellie Taylor. On the flip side, if you are Alejandro Rosario, this is the shutdown frame you want to have. Your offense just gave you two runs. If you can keep it right here, I think you're feeling pretty good about yourselves if you're the Wood Ducks going into the fourth and on.
Well, now we got a three-way tie atop the Carolina League for doubles. Nellie Taylor Jr., part of that. Half-hearted swing on a fastball outer half. Did he go? No. Field umpire Zach Hovick said he held it back. It's 1-0.
I'm surprised they didn't appeal that one off the bat. Eventually they did. That was pretty close. I don't think he went around. But it was close.
Yeah, I agree. Runner off for first, one gone. The 1-0. This is down and in with a fastball, 2-0. Well, Andy Lugo's double earlier tonight brought him from 14 to 15. So now him and Nellie Taylor Jr. tied with Connor of Kannapolis atop the Carolina League in doubles. 2-0. Fastball pierces the inside corner for a strike, 2-1.
Good pitch there on 2-0. Nellie Taylor playing the left field position today. I think somebody, too, if you can rip it down the line here, Antonio Anderson's going to score from first in this situation.
2-1. Deflects off the mitt of Julian Brock behind the dish. Fastball down and away. It's 3-1. Nellie Taylor, the Polk State junior college product, got that batting average up to 249 now. 25 RBI on the year. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Lifted back, foul. Full count at 3-2.
All right, what do you go with here if you're Rosario? Three balls, two strikes. I think this is, I get you maybe want to stay out of a double play if, you know, there's a line drive in the infield, but at the same time, to stay out of a double play on a ground ball, I could see the Red Sox sending Antonio Anderson on this pitch. 3-2, one out.
Payoff pitch, swing, and a miss. He struck him out. Nellie Taylor Jr. sat down on strikes, 97-mile-an-hour heater just outside of the zone. Fifth strikeout of the night for Rosario. There's two gone. Alfrelli Encarnacion doubled tonight as well. The Red Sox have doubled three times. Lugo, Encarnacion, and Blaze. He's 1-for-1. First pitch. Swing at a tipper, foul. Nothing and one. How about Fraley? Quietly the top batting average on the team, 281. Spot here with a runner off of first, two gone. 3-2 lead, bottom of three. Rosario from the belt, righty on righty. Offers the 0-1. Misses downstairs with an 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball. It's about half in, half out. 21. One one to Encarnacion. Fastball high, 2-1. Well, now for the second or third batter in a row, the Red Sox ahead in the count.
Yeah. Yeah, and again with two outs. Could see Anderson going in motion, trying to make something happen on the base pass. They've done that more recently.
2-1. Swing and a tipper. Ooh, this one hit right off of Brock's inner leg. Seems to be all right. Just needs a second to shake it off.
Yeah, Larry Pettis going to go out there to talk to Rosario just to give him a second. It's kind of your mutual trade, if you will. You know,
one of the unwritten rules.
Exactly. Umpire gets hit. The catcher's going to go out and talk, give him a minute, vice versa as well. See the replay on here. Replay here on MILB TV. Yeah.
Ooh, yep. Right under that pad on the right leg. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. Runner on first. Here's the pitch. Ring him up, strike three. 98-mile-an-hour fastball frozen. It's the sixth strikeout for Alejandro Rosario. And the Red Sox strand a runner at first. 3-2, Red Sox lead at top of the fourth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MIOB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here in Salem, 3-2 lead for the Red Sox. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Marvelous job in the first three frames, where the Salem Red Sox lead it 3-2 over the Down East Wood Ducks in Game 5 of this six-game set. Well, JoJo and Gracia's day is done as Connor Steinbaugh is the new pitcher on the bump for the Red Sox. Wearing number 45 in navy blue, comes in with a 1-2 record, a 5.18 ERA. This is his 11th appearance here in 2024, combined between High A Greenville and Single A Salem. It goes 7-8-9 in the Wood Ducks order. Chandler Pollard, Tommy Speck, and Wadi Mendez to lead off the frame. Five hits on the day for the Red Sox. The Wood Ducks have just four. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame. And here's Steinbaugh's first pitch. Swinging a bouncer, left side. To his left, Zanatello. He gloves, throws to first, and it's in time for out number one. One pitch, one out. Pollard retired, and here's Tommy Speck, the left fielder. So Pollard now 0-2, and it brings up Speck, who makes his fourth appearance of the series. He's 0-1 with a ground out to Freddy Encarnacion down the first baseline back in the second. First pitch is the righty deals. Here's a strike outside corner. Went fastball, did Connor Steinbaugh, and it's nothing and one. More specifically, Connor Steinbaugh's numbers in Salem are pretty good. 1-2 with a 2.63 ERA. A one, he swings and tips it back to the screen. It's 0-2. 13 2/3 down here in Single A. 14 strikeouts to 7 walks. He made 5 appearances with High A Greenville before coming down to the Single A level, and he's been dominant since. This is his 6th appearance here in Salem. 0-2, he swings, pops it up, left side of the infield. In foul ground, there's room for Daniel McKelvin. He throws off the mask, and instead, Anderson calls him off and drops the ball. Count stays 0-2, new life for Tommy Speck. You know, it's one of those where we're going to see the replay here on MILB TV. Charging in was Anderson, calls him off at the last minute, and just cannot make the play. That's a tough one for the 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. So 0-2 on Speck. And Steinbaugh deals. He swings and misses for strike three. So it doesn't matter as Speck is down on strikes, and here's Wadi Mendez, the right fielder. Final line on the day for JoJo and Gracia. He went 3 innings. 4 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned. 2 walks and 7 strikeouts. Maybe not the length he was looking for, but still a pretty good day for JoJo on the bump. Here's Mendez. First pitch, winds and fires a breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. It's nothing and one. Wadi Mendez with a strikeout back in the third. Struck out looking on that JoJo and Gracia. Beautiful breaking ball. Executed to perfection all night long. A one. Breaking ball low and in. Evens up the count at 1-1. The Red Sox got 3 runs in the bottom of the second. Andy Lugo's 2-run double sparked the rally. He then scores on a stolen bag and an E2 on Julian Brock. On one. Low and away it goes. 2 balls and a strike. The Wood Ducks then get 2 immediately back in the third. You look at things overall, Becker Barroso, an RBI single. They later get another. 2-1. Winds and fires. Swing and a miss, 2-2. But Steinbaugh's been an anchor in Salem's bullpen, was my point. And there's a reason why he continues to be called upon in big situations. And he has responded quite well to coming down to the single A level. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts. Number two on the day for Steinbaugh. And to the home half of the fourth, we go in Salem. 3-2. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-2, the Salem Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks in game five of this six-game set. 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. It goes Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, and Andy Lugo. First pitch from Rosario Wines fires, and it's a breaking ball low and away. Count starts at 1-0. Alcantara today, the designated hitter. He singled back in the second. Sparked a rally for the Red Sox, 1-0. He swings, pops it up, right center. Charging in, Wadi Mendez sees there and gloves it head high for out number one. One up, one down. Here's Nathaniel Uten.
You know, brutal, Carter. They gave Antonio Anderson an error.
Yeah, I figured that potentially could be coming. Now, luckily, it did not end up hurting the Red Sox. So it was a pop-up in foul territory that Anderson dropped. It can be scored in E5, and it was. But Connor Steinbaugh says, I got you, man. And he strikes out the hitter with the next pitch. First pitch, he swings, bounces it right side. Pollard on the back end, gloves, throws to first, and it's just in time for out number two. Two up, two down, quickly. And here's Andy Lugo. Well, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people, as Andy Lugo dances away from a first pitch fastball high and in, and the count is 1-0. Andy Lugo, he got this thing going back in the second. Two-run double ripped down the left field line, scored two runs. He then later scores 1-0. He swings and pops it up, first baseline, it trickles foul. Evens up the count at 1-1. And then he makes things happen on the base pass, if you will. Down at second, swipes third. Julian Brock throws it away into left, and he scores on the E2. 1-1. He swings, pops it up again. Literally the same spot. And I mean literally, as it's 1-2, first base side.
I'll kind of die on the hill of Andy Lugo being the most well-rounded player on the
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely. 1-2. Swinging a knifer foul. Shifted down the first baseline. Staying alive is Andy Lugo. Can play pretty much anywhere defensively. Now is tied for the league lead in doubles with Nellie Taylor and a member of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2. High and away on the fastball. Evens up the count at 2-2. He's a guy who, a couple days ago, when the Portland Sea Dogs needed some depth and brought up Remy De Leon, I would have thought, hey, maybe Andy Lugo's somebody who gets that call per se.
Yeah.
2-2. He swings, bounces it foul, third base side. Lugo stays alive.
I thought him or Encarnacion would have been one of those, just because of their versatility.
Sure. Oh, and Andy Lugo swinging a hot stick. And, you know, De Leon offers you a lot as well, a switch hitter going up to the double-A level. Two balls, two strikes. He curls and unfurls. In the dirt it goes, and the count runs full. Corresponding move was Nicholas Judas, comes up from the FCL level, still seeking to make his affiliated ball debut. A former eighth-round pick by the New York Yankees a year ago. He came over in the Alex Verdugo trade in the offseason. 3-2, and Lugo calls timeout. You don't see many trades between the Red Sox and the Yankees very often. No doubt about that.
That one was kind of a heartbreaker for a lot of people, too.
3-2. He swings, breaks a bat, flares it down the first baseline, but Barroso makes the grab for out number three. Three up, three down, and to the fifth we go in Salem. 3-2, the Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Maybe not here, I don't know.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Yes. Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the fifth we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-2, the Salem Red Sox on top of the Town East Wood Ducks in game five of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill, and the bat boy, Mr. Heater, is getting eaten right now.
Oh my goodness.
I told you during the break, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know what's about to happen. And there you go. You can see it on MILB TV as well. And that's...
He's in the suit. I'll tell you what. I didn't know what to expect, but this is funny.
Oh, there goes his shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, back to baseball. Top of the order for the Wood Ducks. 1-2-3, Shedry Vargas, Glander Figueroa, and Becker Barroso. And here goes the shirt if you're watching on MILB TV. What else is coming up? I don't exactly want to know. There's the pants.
There's
we got to pause action for this going on right now. This is what you get at a minor league baseball game, folks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the shirt is off.
Hey, we
the
had,
pants
we
are
had
gone.
People get chased by cops for that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Why is he allowed to do it?
We have one of the ball boys dashing off the field in just boxers and no shirt, just socks. And that's the pause for action. Remind me why we're doing this again this evening. This is called...
Because this is minor league baseball. This is the type of stuff you do.
Yeah, well... It's a special theme night.
But if you're like a pitcher, this has got to be so frustrating.
Oh, my gosh. Disrupts the rhythm. It's all in good fun, though. No doubt about that. Here's Vargas, steps in from the right side. First pitch. It's a breaking ball inside for a strike. Caught the inner edge, and it's nothing in one. So, all right. There are multiple different characters dressed as animals here this evening that relate to either a current or a big league baseball player. First off, the leader of this whole thing, who will be singing the seventh inning stretch, is Harry Canary, 0-1. Misses Lloyd away. Count is 1-1. Harry Canary, of course, supposed to be Harry Carey, longtime broadcaster for the Chicago Cubs, who would always sing the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. Then you have 1-1, the pitch. He swings, grounds it right side, it's through for a hit.
Leadoff single off the bat of Vargas, and the Wood Ducks are set up here in the fifth. You got Boston shortstop, Nomar Garcia Parrott. Smooth swinging MVP, Ken Giraffe Jr., or Giraffe, I guess is how you'd say it,
yeah.
Jr. Strikeout king Nolan Rhino. I see here's Figueroa. He steps in from the left side, from the stretch, third to first, and diving back in head first is Vargas. MVP Mike Rainbow Trout, who just ate one of our ball boys. NBA's rebounding bad boy, Dennis Frogman. Okay, there you go. First pitch to Figueroa.
As well.
Breaking ball in there for a strike, outside corner, nothing in one. Legendary Dodgers manager Tommy LaSwordfish and NBA sharpshooter Kevin Durante there. Okay, I was looking at that one for a minute. Throwback to first again, and leaning was Vargas, but he's back in safely. Kevin Durante there. It took me a minute. I looked at it, I said, huh? And then I read it out loud. There you go.
Let's brainstorm. What Red Sox that we currently have could you do?
Oh, my gosh. How long do you have? Oh, one. Runner bluffs from first. A swing and a bouncer right side. To his right, Andy Lugo, and it's through for a base hit. Around second, Vargas heads for third. Back-to-back singles, and the Wood Ducks first and third with nobody down.
You could do, well, it's not an animal, but Brooks Vernana.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Here's Becker Barroso. You know, he laced an RBI single back in the third. Continues to be the hottest hitting guy on this Wood Ducks team, I should say. Came into this series hitting beneath 150. He was 2-for-13 to start his single A career in 2024. And man, oh man, has he gotten going. His average has been raised to 391. A homer, six ribbies. He homered earlier in the series. First pitch, he kicks and deals. Breaking ball high and tight. Count is 1-0. 1-for-2 for Barroso. Had that RBI single and a strikeout as well. Wearing the number 15 in the road black unis for the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-0, the pitch. Swing and a tipper foul off the mitt of Daniel McAlvany. Count evens up at 1-1. Again, the Red Sox have won 3 of the first 4 games in this series. A victory for Salem. And all of a sudden, they've won their first home series of the season before the Sunday finale. Would be big going forward as well from a standings perspective. 1-1. There's a strike outside corner. Out of the right hand of Connor Steinball. Counts 1-2. The entire infield plays back, hoping for the double play ball. They'll trade the two outs for the run in this situation. Still plenty of time left to go in this ball game. Top 5, the Red Sox on top 3-2. 1-2, kicks and deals. Swing and a bouncer, left side. On hop is Vargas, throws to second for one. Return throw to first, he's not in time. And a run scores. Fielder's choice off the bat of Barroso, he gets an RBI. And we're tied at 3 here in Salem. Little bouncer in the hole. Got past Anderson and Zanatello, I should say. Was shifting to the right. Made a nice play. Was going to be tough to turn two. They get the lead runner. But a run scores. Runner on first with one down for Julian Brock. Single to walk today. Throw to first. Not in time. Head first slide back in there for Barroso. So the Red Sox had a 3-0 lead that has since been wiped away. Barroso with 2 of those 3 RBIs. 6 hits now on the day for Down East. The Salem Red Sox have 5. Throw to first again. Diving back in safely, Barroso. Julian Brock, the former 5th-round pick by the Texas Rangers in the 2022 MLB draft. First pitch, kicks and deals. High and tight. Fastball, 1-0. Hitting that middle portion of the Down East lineup as well with Brock, Smith, and Alvarez due up. The Red Sox, we mentioned the position they're in on the Saturday. Well, they've done it nicely so far this week. 1-0 is a breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. You look at Tuesday.
Brooks Brannan, walk-off single, wins it 6-5 in his first game back. Wednesday, a lapper. The Sox lose it 11-2, but then they come back on Thursday, and they get a pretty nice victory, a feel-good win at that. 7-3, the final runner-off from first, 1-1, misses outside. Throw to second will be not in time, and it scampers into center field. Miguel Blaise, though, there to retrieve it. Stolen bag for Barroso. Another runner in scoring position now for the Wood Ducks. Counts 2-1 on Julian Brock. But, yeah, you come back on Thursday. That's a 7-3 win for the Red Sox. Stanley Tucker, his first career professional grand slam, really put it away. Made it a 6-0 game. And then yesterday was a big one for Salem. 2-1. He swings and tips it foul, evens up the count at 2-2. It was a big one yesterday for the Red Sox. They're up 6-0. They put up a 6-spot in the first. They don't score the rest of the way, but the likes of Luis Cohen and Michael Sansone really slammed the door. Only 2 runs crossed for the Wood Ducks, and that's that. 6 runs in the first on Brooks Brannan's 3-run homer, and then Stanley Tucker also had an RBI single. 2-2, he swings and bounces it off of his front foot. Brock stays alive.
Always good when you only have to throw 2 arms. That's usually a good sign that you won the ball game.
Yes, absolutely.
I'd say, what, 8 times out of 10 you're going to win that game if you only throw 2 arms?
For sure. For sure. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And he curls and unfurls. Just misses low and away. And change up at 88, and the count runs full. Base hit now for the Wood Ducks. Could make this a 4-3 ball game. And the Red Sox, after the 3 runs in the second, have been fairly quiet offensively. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and the righty deals. Swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Big punch out for Steinbaugh, number 3 on the day, and there's 2 down. Again, JoJo Ingrassia got the start. He went 3 innings of 2-run ball. 4 hits, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. Connor Steinbaugh now has done a nice job in relief. An inning and 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Now 3 strikeouts to no walks. Here's Marcus Smith from the left side. Starting center fielder, righty on lefty matchup. First pitch. Breaking ball sizzles inside for a strike, and it's 0-1. And on the flip side, if you can get a strikeout here, how big time, or just an out in general, how big time would that be for the Salem Red Sox? You gave up the run, but you stave off the momentum, and you let the boys do work at the plate. A 1. Swinging a chopper, right side, Encarnacion gloves, races to first and steps on the bag with his left foot for out number 3. But a run crosses for the Wood Ducks, and we're tied at 3 as we move to the home half of the 5th in Salem. Knotted up at 3 at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 5th at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Brand new ball game as we're tied at 3 between the Downeast Wood Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Saturday evening. 9-1-2 in the Salem orders. Alejandro Rosario is back on the bump for inning number 5 of work. Yielded the 3 runs back in the second. He has been unblemished since.
Daniel McGavity, Nizan Zenitello, and Antonio Anderson. Here's McGavity, who digs in from the right side. First pitch from Rosario is taken low and away, and the count is 1-0. Line for Rosario today, 4 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned, 6 strikeouts, not a walk, 1-0. He swings, bounces it left side. Figueroa will glove, throw across to first, and it's in time for out number one. Still a little bit up the line, but Barroso makes the snag, 1-1 one down, and back to the top we go for Nizan Zenitella.
You know, fifth inning of work now for Rosario. Red Sox reach him now for the third time through, starting with Nizan Zenitella at the top.
Here's Nizan, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. First pitch is a breaking ball that sweeps the outer half for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Nizan Zenitella, second-round pick by the Boston Red Sox in 2023. A one, breaking ball low and away. Count evens up at 1-1. Eighth-best prospect in the system. Got the day off yesterday in the victory for the Red Sox. He's back in the six-all this evening for Salem. 1-1. Winds and fires. Check swing on the breaking ball. Doesn't matter. It's a strike. Outer edge. Moves the count to 1-2. And for Nizan, still trying to really get things going since he came back from the IEL. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball. Three strikeouts on the day for Zenitello, and there's two down. Moves to Antonio Anderson. From the 8th best prospect to the 18th. And Anderson, the switch hitter from Atlanta, he's 1-for-2. A strikeout, and he laced a single over 100 miles an hour up the middle his last time up. I was back in the third. First pitch, kicks and deals. Swinging a tipper back to the screen. Counts nothing in one.
Now 7 strikeouts on the day for Rosario.
The reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Week. And former 5th-round draft pick out of the University of Miami. A 1. Swing. Gonna miss. Down and in it goes. Nothing in 2. From Miami, played for the Hurricanes. Had to be a dream come true. One of the powers in college baseball. 0-2. Swing a bouncer up the middle to his right, Pollard. And it's passing for a base knock. 2-out single off the bat of Anderson. And Salem is a base runner here in the 5th.
I'll tell you what, Carter. I did a Virginia Tech-Miami baseball game on the ACC Network
earlier right,
this
yeah.
year. And Miami has literally, I'd say, 70 to 80% of their roster is guys from not
from
just the
within,
state of Florida, but from Miami.
Yes, within 45 minutes of Miami.
Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Davie,
yes,
Florida.
Davie, yeah.
Here's Miguel Blaze from the stretch. First pitch taken low and in. Fastball, 1-0.
South Beach. Like.
Yeah, well, Miami could build a College World Series caliber roster if they got every high-level kid in that area. 1-0. Swinging a pop-up right side of the infield. Charging in Barroso. He's there. And makes the catch for out number 3. 1-for-3 day for Miguel as we move to the 6th in Salem. All tied at 3 between the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Oh, we welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark on Super Stars Night here in Salem, Virginia. Oh, wow. You're getting a look at this thing on MILB.com and MILB TV as I guess that's Kevin Durant eater. No, that's Kevin Durant eater. That is somebody else in the middle.
That is Frogman.
Oh, okay. Who is that again?
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening, there is a live mascot performance that is delaying this game. The pitch clock is just totally out the wayside tonight.
The four players.
I mean, there is a total standstill on the field right now as this dance routine is continuing to go on as you got Tommy LaSwordfish to the left.
Look at how unamused Antonio Anderson and
Nizan Zinatello is kneeling down on his knees.
They're like, dude.
I can't believe I said that. I guess that's Kevin Durant eater. And then it pans wide, and you got number 35 and an anteater-looking guy.
What is with all the shirtlessness?
As you can see, look at this. Like, look at this visual right here.
Oh, my gosh. That's the second superstar
his shirt off. If you're listening, all right, it's Superstars Night. There are live mascots here performing. Here in Salem.
Blow-up mascots
that take the alter ego of former professional athletes. Here's Eric Alvarez. The first pitch is taken low and away, and the count is a ball and no strikes. Connor Steinbaugh is back on the bump for inning number three of work in relief for the Salem Red Sox. 6-7-8 in the Wood Ducks order.
I think we got it.
Alvarez will see one low and inside. Two balls, no strikes.
We got to keep thinking of Red Sox names for these. We got Brooks Brennana.
Brooks Brennana?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What else?
You're talking Salem Red Sox.
Any Red Sox.
Two balls, no strikes. Winds and fires. Swing. Gonna miss. Breaking ball down and in. Moves the count to 2-1. See, I'm not good at that stuff, though.
Romano Anthony, and he could be like a big block of cheese.
Yeah. Okay. I see that. 2-1 on Alvarez. And the righty deals. He misses low and away, and the count's 3-1. Designated hitter for the Wood Ducks is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout so far in the contest. 261 right-handed hitter with a homer and 17 ribbies. 3-1, he winds and fires. Swing, gonna miss. Breaking ball down and in, and the count runs full. This is a big pitch coming for Connor Steinbaugh, too, as we're all tied up at 3, by the way, here in the top of the 6th at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Pretty even line score across the way. 3 runs apiece, 6 hits apiece, an error apiece for both squads. 3-2, swing and a chopper, left side. Anderson on 2 hops, spins, throws to first. What a strike for round number 1.
What a play, because we've seen him, even earlier this week, airmail a couple of those, right? But that was just confident from the get-go, able to snatch it, turn, have that internal clock, and put that baby on a rope as well. That was perfect. I mean, it was shoulder high, about a half a step to the left of Encarnacion.
Brings up Chandler Pollard, starting second baseman. First pitch, swinging a chopper down the left field line. It's a fair ball that will roll all the way into the corner. Round first is Pollard, heads for second, and he'll pump the brakes with a one-out double to set up down east in the 6th. Right on cue, Pollard turns on one, enter half, and with Anderson playing off the third base line, it rolls into the corner. His first hit of the day, and here's Tommy Spector, I should say, the left fielder.
What do you think about the baseball in London going on?
What was the final score of that game today? Phillies and Mets?
Yeah,
two games going out there?
I think the Phillies were up kind of big. Mets took an early lead, 7-2 the final.
Okay. First pitch to Speck. He swings, bounces it right side. On two hops is Lugo. He gloves, throws to first. There's out number 2. Pollard moves to third, and there's 2 down for Wadi Mendez.
They're playing 2, you said?
Yeah, playing tomorrow
at
2.
That's it? Just 2?
Just 2. Playing tomorrow at 10 a.m. on ESPN.
Yes. 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Eastern time, I should say.
Today they played at, I think, noon.
Yeah. I think London is...
What's the time difference?
I was going to say, I think it's 5 or 6. It's not crazy, but it's enough, per se. Here's Mendez, 0-for-2 with 2 Ks. Big AB here, first pitch from Steinbaugh. Breaking ball in there for a strike, inside corner, counts 0-1.
Yeah, they're 5 hours ahead, so okay. It's 12:41 a.m.
Okay, makes sense.
little past.
Well, they play it in a Premier League stadium. So people were saying, man, I hope Ranger Suarez's ERA tomorrow is not compromised because of it. There's always high-scoring games in London. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Red Sox and Yankees played in London, I believe, in 2019. And I believe in the two-game series, both teams scored in double digits. The first game was like 19-10 or something like that. I mean, like, homers were flying out of the ballpark. I think because of the dimensions, the atmosphere there, if you will. 0-2, low and away. Moves the count to a ball and two strikes.
Red Sox-Yankees next week.
For the first time this year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Up at Fenway Park. Down to third is Pollard. All tied at 3 in the sixth. 1-2. Winds and fires. Swing and a tipper. Into the mitt of McKelvey. And there's out number 3. That's a big, big-time strikeout from Connor Steinbaugh as the go-ahead run is stranded at third. To the home half of the sixth we go in Salem. Knotted up at 3. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com or MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We got a good one here in Southwest VA as we're knotted up at 3 between the Downies, Wood Ducks, and your Salem Red Sox. 4-5-6 in the Red Sox order it goes. Nelly Taylor, Fraley Encarnacion, and Marvin Alcantara will lead off the frame. As it looks like Alejandro Rosario's day has come to a close. We'll get to his line in just a minute. But Ivan Oviedo looks like he'll be the new pitcher for Down East. First pitch as he winds and fires. Breaking ball just misses high and away. And the count starts at 1-0. Nelly Taylor today, 2 strikeouts. He's 0 for 2. Both swinging strikeouts at that. 1-0. Breaking ball just misses in there, inside corner. Moves the count to 2-0. Final line for Alejandro Rosario. He was pretty good. 2-0. Swing and a miss. A powerful one. 2-1. 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, just 2 were earned. 7 strikeouts and 0 walks. His season ERA, 1.7321. He swings, pops it up, left side, back towards us, and it will fall. Foul. Bouncing up just underneath us. Fan makes a grab. Counts 2-2. And for Rosario, he yielded the 3-run spot in the second. After that, he was pretty unblemished here in Salem. 2-2. In the dirt it goes. Count runs full. There is starting to be a little bit of cloud cover here at the ballpark. Wind starts to slightly whip just a tad here in Salem. 3-2. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Half-hearted one. Third strikeout of the day for Nelly, and there's one down.
Yeah, we've had a couple of Sox with the strikeout bug. You called it, Carter. You said when we started this game, thought we'd see a lot of strikeouts, and we have. Nelly with 3. Zan Zanatello with 3.
Here's Fraley Encarnacion. First pitch, winds and fires, swing and a lifter. Down the left field line, if it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. Crush that ball.
Man, 110 off the bat.
Grayley hits the ball hard.
Yeah.
His season high and his career high was 117.
Says it went 458, too.
Okay. According to TrackMan, 0-1. Low and away it goes. In the dirt, evens up the count at 1-1. So it's just a long strike for Oviedo and the Wood Ducks.
No, everyone on Twitter didn't want to believe us yesterday.
One for today for Fraley. Has a strikeout and a double 1-1. Low and away. Same pitch moves the count to 2-1. Laced a double down the left field line. One hop the warning track. Then the strikeout looking back in the third. 2-1. He swings, hammers it. Straightaway center. To his right is Marcus Smith, and he watches this ball fly for a solo shot. And he's fired up. 1-0-8 off the bat, and the Sox have the lead once again.
He's on to something because he sent one foul. 1-10 off the bat, 4-58. And then a couple of pitches later, he makes sure to keep it within the poles. Deep to left center, crushes that one, 4-19. Big time home run, put the Sox up 4-3.
Here's Marvin Alcantara, first pitch. Low and away it goes, count is 1-0. Yeah, that was between the foul poles right there, left center field. And did it go over the row furniture sign? It was close.
Ooh, good point. I think it was a little to the left of it.
1-0, breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Marv didn't appreciate the call. Did catch the outer edge, according to both TrackMan and Larry Pettis. Evens up the count at 1-1. 1-1, right back to work. And there's a fastball delivered for a strike outside corner. Moves the count to 1-2.
That was the first time this year I've seen, you know, one of those foul balls that is a no-doubt homer.
1-2. Check swing. Breaking ball in the dirt. And he did go around, according to Larry Pettis, as there's out number 2 on the second strike out of the frame.
Turn into a homer later that at-bat.
That ball just kind of took off, too. I didn't know if that was necessarily gone off the bat. I thought it was going to bang off the top of the wall.
Yeah, I think the sign that it was going to leave the yard was Smith stopping and looking.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Nathaniel Yutzen. He's 0 for 2. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one. 7 hits on the day for the Wood Ducks. 7 for the Salem Red Sox. It's been a fairly even ball game. 0-1 winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Beautiful one at 77.
Yeah, that was gorgeous.
Count moves to nothing and two.
Gorgeous.
That's the Italian right there from Syracuse, New York.
You know, my mid-game snack today.
0-2. Inside it goes. Moves the count to 1-2.
It was homemade meatballs.
Was it really?
Chicken sausage. And just because, you know, we got to keep it a little healthier.
0-2. Swinging a tipper foul. Moves the count, should say 1-2 on the pitch. The count stays 1-2, excuse me.
But with red sauce. So a nice Italian array this evening.
There you go. 1-2, he kicks and deals. Swinging a ground ball right side, it will trickle foul. Pass the glove of Barroso. Yutzen stays alive. Just in case, Andy Lugo, the second baseman, is on deck. He's 1-for-2. Two-run double and a bounce out. One ball, two strikes. He went to fires. In the dirt it goes. Evens up the count at 2-2. Nelly Taylor Jr., or I should say Nathaniel Yutzen in this situation. With two outs, nobody on. The Sox up one. You want to keep tacking on here if you're Salem, as the 2-2 is swung and missed at for strike three. So hold that thought as Oviedo strikes out three of the four he faces, but the other one, that's a big blow. Fraley Encarnacion, how about that? Right there, boom. Solo shot into left center, and the Red Sox have grabbed a 4-3 lead. We'll step aside and come right back. To the seventh we go in Salem. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the seventh we go here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 4-3, the Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks. And Salem, once again, for the second time today, has gone to the bullpen. The new pitcher on the bump for the Sox, the right-hander Max Carlson, the former North Carolina Tar Heel. Comes in with a 2-1 record with a 2.93 ERA. This is appearance number 15 on the season. Also has 5 saves, so he's typically a guy who comes out of the pen in pretty clutch situations. Top of the order for Downey's, 1-2-3. Ashedri Vargas digs in from the right side. First pitch as he winds and fires. Swing and a lifter, right center. To his right, Nathaniel Uten, and he snags it for out number one. Hit it hard, did Vargas. Off the end of the bat, one pitch, one out. And here's Glader Figueroa.
Yeah, certainly made good contact. Almost looked like it was going to drop in for his third hit of the ball game, but instead, Uten was there. And Uten's been a really rangy outfield.
Yes.
Covers a lot of ground this week in particular.
Here's Figueroa now from the left side. First pitch as he winds and fires. Swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. Nothing and one the count. So, yeah, 5 saves for Carlson. 27 and two-thirds innings pitched. 36 strikeouts to 13 walks. Former 12th round pick in 2023 and a native of Minnesota. A 1, low and away it goes, evens up the count at 1-1. Figueroa today is 1-for-2. He struck out, and he walked, and he singled. That was back in the 5th. 1-1, he winds and fires. Misses low and outside, moves the count to 2-1. And in this situation, too, if you're Max Carlson, after Fraley Encarnacion homer to put the Red Sox ahead back in the 6th, you need that shutdown frame if you're the Sox. 2-1. He swings and misses at high fastball, evens up the count at 2-2. So far, good start. Line drive off the bat of Vargas was reeled in by Nathaniel Uten. And Figueroa, the 25th best prospect in the Rangers organization, steps in. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3. Went breaking ball low and away. 2-up, 2-down. And here's Becker Barroso. So Carlson just kind of picking up where Connor Steinbaugh left off, am I right? And Barroso, who has been the most dangerous hitter in the Wood Ducks order, steps in at 1-for-3. A strikeout, an RBI single, and a fielder's choice. He's got 2 RBIs on the day as well. First pitch, he winds and fires. Breaking ball. Trims inside for a strike, and it's nothing and one. We'll see what Carlson does here. I could see a scenario in which he finishes the final 3 frames. Easily, without a doubt. A 1. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball low and in. Quickly 0-2. Kind of mentioned the saves. He's been one of the guys to close out ball games. And Michael Sansone closed the game out in 4 yesterday for the Salem Red Sox. 0-2, kicks and deals. High and away, fastball. 1-2. Just in case, Julian Brock, the catcher, waits in the on-deck circle for Down East. Sox looking for the series victory with a win here this evening. 1-2, he winds and fires. Swing and a miss, he got him, strike 3. And Max Carlson nods his head, saying, yes, sir. Back-to-back strikeouts, and it's stretch time here in Salem after a shutdown frame. 4-3, the Sox on top of the Wood Ducks. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content.
You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where Harry Canary, yes, Harry Canary, just saying the seventh inning stretch here in Salem on Superstars Night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. For Salem, leading 4-3 here in the bottom of the seventh. It will go 6-7-8 in the order. Check that. 8-9-1 in the order. Andy Lugo steps in from the right side. First pitch is a ball. The miss is low and away. And the count starts at 1-0. So Lugo, Daniel McKelvey, and Nizan Zenitello to lead off the frame. 1-0, Wines fires. Check swing on the breaking ball, low and away. Count moves to two balls and no strikes. Today for Lugo, two-run double and a pop-up to the first baseman, Becker Barroso. 2-0, swing and a miss, and a powerful one. Moves the count to two balls and a strike. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us on your Saturday evening. 2-1 is a swing and a tapper foul, third base side. Evens up the count at 2-2. The Red Sox with a victory. First home series victory of the season before the Sunday finale, and would be the second consecutive home series victory of the season, after taking 4-6 from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-2, swing and a lifter, right center. To his left is Marcus Smith. He's there and makes the catch at high for out number one. One up, one down, and here's Daniel McKelvey. McKelvey's 0-2. He lined out sharply to Ashedri Vargas back in the second. Then he bounced out back in the fifth. Figueroa Barroso on the 5-3 put out. Red Sox up 4-3, seven hits apiece in front of a good crowd here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch, check swing on the breaking ball, misses outside, and the count is a ball and no strikes. Was a great crowd here yesterday for Fireworks Friday. Today, strong as well. 1-0, he swings, lifts it into right center, same spot. Marcus Smith charges in and catches it for out number two. Two up, two down. On the put out in center field, here's Nizan Zenitello back to the top. Now Nizan, he's 0-3 with three strikeouts. But an insurance run here, say he goes yard or sets up the Red Sox for such a run, would salvage the day for sure. First pitch, he waves and misses at a breaking ball low and away, and the count's 0-1. Average down to 226, two homers, five ribbies. A one, misses low and inside, evens up the count at 1-1. And then if he gets on base, it gets to Antonio Anderson, who has been one of the hotter hitters for the Red Sox today. 1-1, swinging a puncher foul, first base side, 1-2.
The tweet has been sent.
Oh, there you go. That was perfect timing, too, before the eighth.
Yeah, you're telling me.
1-2. Breaking ball, ring him up, strike three, outside corner.
Wow.
Man, you feel for Nizan. 4 Ks on the day. 0-4. But the Red Sox have a one-run lead as we move to the eighth in Salem. The Red Sox up by a run. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear
today.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 4-3, the Red Sox on top of the Downeast Wood Ducks and taking us the remainder of the way home. Here is Mr. Giovanni Hader.
Appreciate it, Carter. We got ourselves quite the ball game. Red Sox with an opportunity tonight to win their fourth out of six games this week. That would give them a series victory with one game left in their back pocket to be played tomorrow on Sunday. A win here tonight would be the first time that the Red Sox do it. Win a series with one game left here at home all season long, and just the second time all year that they do it. They did it on the road against the Delmarva Shorebirds the first full week of 2024. Max Carlson on the bump for the Red Sox. Here's Julian Brock from the right side, and a first pitch fastball in there for a strike top of the zone. Nothing and one. Julian Brock, the cleanup catcher, followed up by Marcus Smith and Eric Alvarez. 4-5-6. The 0-1. He swings, tags the ball down the left field line. Line drive, one hops to the bottom of the wall. Brock rounding first, hauling for second. The throw in is high, and it ends up in the mitt of Andy Lugo covering second. Stand up, leadoff, double for Julian Brock, and the Wood Ducks puts him in a great spot here with nobody out, trailing by a run in the eighth.
Yeah, it does put him in a great spot. That's exactly right. Leadoff double, just how you drew it up. He's now 2-for-3 on the day with two base hits. And now it sets up Marcus Smith in the middle of the order. Pickable pitches here from Max Carlson.
Brady on lefty, first pitch to Smith, and he lays down a bunt foul that trickles down the left field line, scooped up by the third baseman Antonio Anderson in foul territory and tossed back to Carlson on the bump.
Don't dislike the call there at all. By the way, that was 108 off the bat of Julian Brock down the left field line.
Yeah, you like the call, move him to third, put him 90 feet out, just one gone at that point, if he does get thrown out.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You think he tries to bunt here, now you're swinging?
I think you swing now. You had your shot.
Nothing to one to count to the 171 hitter. Here's the pitch. Fastball steams in there. Top of the zone at 94, and it's nothing and two. Well, it's a good guy to do it too, right? 171 hitter, not fully confident in his swing. It doesn't feel like you're wasting an elite bat by bunting. Here's the 0-2. He swings, lifts it high into the air, right field, going back Nathaniel Uten, and he makes a hip-high grab on the run. Julian Brock tags up from second, moves to third. Now the tying run is just 90 feet away with one gone for the Wood Ducks and Eric Alvarez.
That's a good IB there, though. Essentially, is like a bunt, you know?
Right.
Punching out to right center. That's a nice play by Nathaniel Uten, too. I think he came in at first, misjudged it for a minute, made the adjustment, shifted back. Now the infield comes in, tying runs at third.
Alvarez from the right side got a hit today. He's 1-for-3 altogether, tying run 90 feet out off of third. Infield playing in, first pitch. And a breaking ball misses just inside at 78 on the gun, 1-0. Well, Alvarez, a dangerous back, Carter, a 259 hitter, has 17 runs batted in so far this season. Carlson deals 1-0. He lifts it back to the backstop, and the count now evened up at a ball and a strike. Alvarez yesterday, base hit for him, 1-for-4. Didn't appear the night before. Nor the night before that. Here's the 1-1. He lifts it back up to the netting again. It's 1-2.
And now you really hope for the strikeout. Alvarez is somebody who has K'd today. A strikeout would be absolutely gargantuous in this AB. No doubt about that.
Carlson has two. He kicks and deals, 1-2. Swing and a lifter. High into the air, straightaway center field. Miguel Blaze, two steps back, makes a head-high catch. Julian Brock tags up. Blaze throws it in. It's cut off by Nizan Zanatello. A run scores. We're tied at four with two gone. here in the top of the eighth. Sacrifice fly off the barrel of Eric Alvarez, and that's just simply doing your job.
Yep, winning baseball all around. Double off the bat of Brock. Marcus Smith moves the runner with a fly ball on the right, and then Eric Alvarez, the sac fly. And that's old-school winning baseball.
Well, here's Chandler Pollard now from the right side, righty on righty. Pollard coming off the heels of a double. That came in the sixth inning. One for three. First pitch. And the 240 hitter looks at a called strike, 95-mile-an-hour fastball right at the knees. And it's nothing and one. Bases empty, two gone, 4-4 game in the eighth. As the sun sets behind the Blue Ridge Mountains, the 0-1. Fastball steams down and out. It's 1-1. Well, how about this card? With the 6:05 start, the sun's still out.
Oh, gosh. Incredible.
Here in Salem. Good crowd on hand on a Saturday night. Max Carlson from the belt. Kicks and delivers the 1-1. Breaking ball misses the zone inside, and it's 2-1.
Good pitch there by Carlson. Did just miss the inner edge.
He didn't see Pollard in there last night, but two nights back, he was in the 9-hole for down east. Featured in the 7th spot tonight, 2-1. He swings and lifts it into the air, straightaway center field once again, chasing after it and letting it drop in front is Nellie Taylor Jr. Boy, that's got to be Miguel Blaise's ball. It has to be. And Miguel Blaise just kind of jogging at it. Nellie Taylor Jr. on a full sprint, and it drops in for a bloop single in left center. It just felt like Miguel Blaise was way closer to that baseball.
Yeah, let's see the replay. There's no shot for Nellie Taylor. I mean, that's definitely the center fielder's ball right there.
I don't know what Blaise is doing in that situation. Puts a runner on first with two gone. Tommy Speck from the left side, already on lefty. Pick off to first. Head first slide, sees him in there safely.
I mean, the replay tells the story more than us talking about it, per se. Those who are watching on MILB TV just got to experience that.
That's one part of Miguel Blaise's game that we have seen cost the Sox a little bit at times.
Sure.
Defensive outfield. First pitch, breaking ball misses high and in, 1-0. Don't get me wrong. Elite bat speed. Organizational base runner of the month this past month. He's speedy on the base pass. He's dangerous offensively. But at times does struggle in center field. Pick off the first. Head first slide once again. 1-0 still the count for Tommy Speck.
It's tough because it's not even pure ability. It's more so just, you know.
It was a lazier play. Here's the 1-0. Runner takes off from first. Breaking ball called a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. And a stolen bag for Chandler Pollard. It puts a runner in scoring position. That's the go-ahead run here in the eighth.
And again, like, he plays hard. Like, I'm not taking anything away from Miguel Blaise.
No.
But it's like, it's plays like that where it's like, okay.
You wonder what the communication was out there. Because maybe Nelly's screaming, hey, my ball. But it just shouldn't have been his ball. The 1-1. Call the strike outside corner 1-2.
And as a center fielder, you have to take command of that situation.
Right. Center fielder is just supposed to cover the most range.
I mean, there is no shot Nellie Taylor was going to catch that ball because he's full steam coming in.
The way he was running at it, it was almost as if he had called for
sure,
the ball.
Sure, yeah.
Regardless, go ahead, run in scoring position. 1-2 the count, two gone, top of the eighth. 4-4 game, the pitch. Here's a swing and a lifter. Left side into the seats. 1-2, it'll stay.
Kind of hit a fan coming back down. Got to pay attention for the deflections.
Yeah.
Got to pay attention to us throwing T-shirts up here as well.
Yes. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him to chase at the high heat. Max Carlson gets him out of the jam. His third strikeout of the ball game. And it's time to sing Sweet Caroline here in Salem. One run scores in the top of the eighth for the Wood Ducks. They tie the game at 4. We go to the home half of the eighth after this. This is the Red Sox baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American.
And relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun. Plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red.
Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here in Salem. Great ball game. Tied at four. The Red Sox ready to go 8-9-1 in the batting order. Nine hits for the Down East Wood Ducks. Seven hits for the Salem Red Sox in a game tied at four apiece. And part of me, we go 2-3-4, Antonio Anderson, Miguel Blaise, and Nellie Taylor Jr. Oviedo on the hill, his third inning of work, and the first pitch on the way. Anderson swings and misses on a breaking ball. The count now nothing and one. An error for each team. Down East with a two-hit advantage. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball downstairs, and the count now 1-1. And they were able to tie this ball game up in the top portion of the inning, the 1-1. This is down and in. Two balls and a strike. Julian Brock led off with a double and just good baseball. Advanced on a fly out like a bunt, a 2-1. Spiked in the dirt, 3-1. Eric Alvarez, sacrifice fly, drove in the run. Chandler Pollard ended up with a single and a stolen bag. He was stranded there. 3-1, misses downstairs, and it's a five-pitch walk for Antonio Anderson. Carter is second in the league in walks and third in the Red Sox organization. He gets on base, the 18-year-old out of Atlanta.
That's a big one there. Leadoff walk, not exactly at all what you want if you're Oviedo. And the Wood Ducks, and outsets of Miguel Blaise, who has a big swing in this game to do some damage.
Righty on righty, first pitch. And a breaking ball falls into the zone, nothing and one. Blaise got that batting average all the way up to 261. Four homers on the year. Go ahead, run on first, tie ball game in the bottom of the eighth. Nobody out, the 0-1. Blaise swings and misses on a 72-mile-an-hour curveball way in front, nothing and two.
Yeah, that's a good pitch by Oviedo.
Part of the order right now for the Sox.
Absolutely.
Anderson,
yep.
Blaise, Taylor Jr., Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara. Pick off to first, and Anderson slides in safely.
Well, and obviously, Blaise is somebody who's not, and now with 0-2, you're not going to bunt, but you're never going to give Miguel Blaise up in the middle of the order.
0-2. Breaking ball rings him up on the outside corner for strike three.
Somebody's yelling at Miguel Blaise. How about that?
Wow.
Got some ruthless folks here in Salem.
That's a little unnecessary. Here's Nellie Taylor Jr. from the left side. Ready on lefty, runner off of first, and the pitch. Brushes him off the plate at the ankles, 1-0.
Nellie Taylor's another guy who's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts, and what a way to kind of erase all of that here. You come through here, maybe give the Sox the lead or at least extend the inning.
1-0, swing and a miss in front of a breaking ball outer half, 1-1.
Very good ball game here this evening too, though.
Excellent ball game. If the Sox can find a way to win this, what a gritty win it would be. Runner off of first, one gone, the 1-1 pitch. He swings and misses in front of a breaking ball once more. It's really working now for Oviedo, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, he's really settled in nicely out of the pen for Down East. On for his third inning of work, relieving Rosario, who did, really other than the second, did a very nice job for the Wood Ducks.
1-2 pitch, taken high with a fastball at 92, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one gone, runner off of first, tie game, bottom of the eighth in Salem. pick off the first. Anderson in there safely. I mean, this is one of the bigger moments of the week.
Absolutely, because it turns the corner, too, if you win this game. You've at least, well, not even at least, you have won the series at this point and set yourself up to win 5-6 tomorrow.
2-2. He swings, chops it, foul, right side. Past the diving glove of Barroso. Reset.
And you were up 3-0. They tied it at 3-3. And then Freely Encarnacion, he comes through with the go-ahead homer. And then you give up the run in the eighth on just winning baseball by the Wood Ducks, might I add.
Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. This hit him on the right kneecap, and he soaked it all day long. A hit by pitch. There's runners on first and second, a pair of free passes.
That's a mistake if you're Oviedo. A big mistake, actually. A walk, a strikeout, you're heading the count on Nelly Taylor, and you punk him inside. And now you set up Freely Encarnacion, the guy who, again, just went ahead in this ballgame with a homer.
Nelly just straight up ate that one.
Yes, yes, he did. Let's
take
see
another look
the replay. That's taking one for the team right there. Here comes Carlos Maldonado. That may do it for Oviedo. Gonna go to the pen, create a better matchup against Encarnacion. Yeah, there you go. They're gonna call for a left-hander.
Well, there we go. We get a call to the pen in a tie ball game. One gone. Runners on first and second for the Sox when we return. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the eighth here in Salem. Runners on first and second for the Sox with one gone in a tie ball game at four games apiece. Giovanni Heener joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB.com, the MILB app, or MILB TV. Freely Encarnacion, a double and a homer so far today. He's 2-for-3. No better guy to have up at the dish in this huge spot in the bottom of the eighth than Encarnacion right now. He digs in from the right side against the left-handed pitcher, Carter, and this is excellent strategy on the scouting report. First and second. First pitch on the way. And a breaking ball called a strikeout or half, nothing and one. Encarnacion, he's hitting .301 against righties this year. Hitting just the .150 against lefties.
Which is so interesting, considering it typically would be the opposite with him being a right-handed hitter.
One offering on the way. A fastball steam through the right side of the infield, a base hit. Everybody stops where they are, station to station, and the bases are loaded here in the bottom of the eighth in a tie ball game, one gone.
Probably huge. Smart to hold him down at third. I think it would have been a bang-bang play at the plate. Now, Antonio Anderson has some speed. That's the first hit of the inning, and that's just making down east pay, but Freely Encarnacion, that's a rifle into right. And, man, just going with the pitch. 97 off the bat. And, you know, you can still turn the double play ball. The infield is playing about halfway in. Corner's completely in.
First pitch to Marvin Alcantara. He swings, chops it left side. It's snared by Figueroa at third, but it's called foul, nothing at one.
It's a good thing that it was foul as well. You know, you could try and turn the double play, and that maybe is the wise thing to do.
Ryan Magdaleno, the new arm on the hill, 23-year-old lefty out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Infield playing it. Bases loaded. One gone. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. And he looks at a breaking ball in there, inner half for a strike. Quickly down 0-2. This is huge. Bases juiced. 4-4 game. Bottom of the eighth for Marvin Alcantara. Base hit back in the second earlier tonight. He would come around to score. Magdaleno deals. 0-2. He swings, towers one into the gap. Left center field, it is off the bottom of the wall. Anderson comes in to score. Nellie Taylor Jr. behind him. Encarnacion as well. Bases clearing, three-run double for Marvin Alcantara. And it puts the Sox in front in the eighth.
That was an 0-2 pitch that just caught way too much of the plate. And Marvin Alcantara turns on it, 1-0-1 off the bat, barrels it off the bottom of the wall, and that's the biggest swing of the season for Marvin Alcantara for the Salem Red Sox.
Three-run scoring double, and it's 7-4 Red Sox. Nathaniel Uten digs in from the left side. Lefty on lefty. The first pitch is a fastball down and away, 1-0. Biggest swing of the season for Marvin Alcantara, because if the Red Sox can hold on to this, they claim this series with a game left in their back pocket on Sunday. Magdaleno from the belt, the 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. What a pitch. It's 1-1.
And now you're just trying to add some insurance runs if you're the Salem Red Sox. You already got three. I mean, that's what you do with the bases loaded. And that's making the Wood Ducks pay. A walk and a hit by pitch in the inning? Only two hits, three runs.
One gone, runner off of second, ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, nearly escaped Julian Brock. The catcher keeps it in front of him, ranging to his left. It's 2-1. Could this be the kind of a week that turns a season around, Carter?
Potentially
so. Much momentum building off of this week against a team that was red hot coming in. 2-1. He swings, rifles it foul, opposite way into the seats. 2-2 for Natana Uten, a 246 hitter. Uten is 0-3 today. Has 24 runs batted in on the season, second most on the team. Looking for his first hit today. Red Sox with nine hits. Even with down east at nine hits apiece. 2-2 offering. Breaking ball misses down and in. Fills her up. 3-2. Big at bat right here. Three runs, you feel good. More than that, you feel great.
Yes. Wouldn't even be a say it. Well, if Max Carlson comes back in, he's going to be in line for the win.
Payoff pitch. Breaking ball, cranked high into the air, into the gap left center field. Too high up there. It's going to hang in the yard. Specked underneath it. Makes the catch for out number two. Runner stays put. Marvin Alcantara at second after his three-run scoring double. Brings up Andy Lugo. Now tied with Nellie Taylor Jr. for the lead in the league. 15 doubles. His 15th, a two-run scorer. In the second earlier tonight. Lefty on righty. Here's Lugo from the right side. 260 hitter. 12 RBI. The first pitch is a fastball steamed on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one.
Base hit here would be massive. Be curious. There is some action in the Red Sox bullpen. Do they go back to Max Carlson? There is a right-hander loosening up.
0-1 to Lugo. Breaking ball tapped in the infield left side. Scooping it up, Figueroa, the third baseman, on a horse to first. He doesn't get it there in time. Infield single for Andy Lugo, and there's runners on the corners as Marv is 90 feet away down at third.
Just a hustle single for Andy Lugo, making things happen. on the base pass, and now you go to the nine hole with Daniel McKelvey. Man, oh man, what a situation this is now for the Wood Ducks. Game has just gotten away here in the eighth. Now, it's still a three-run game. You want to keep on adding on for sure. I'm trying to see who is loosening down the third base line. I can't tell if it's either Francis Hernandez or Nathaniel Cruz. It is a right-hander, though.
Calvary hits just 125 against lefties. First pitch, fastball misses outside, 1-0. Can he change that here? With first and third, two gone, three runs have scored in the bottom of the eighth to put the Red Sox in front. 7-4 on a Saturday night in Salem. 1-0 to McCalvany. Fastball misses outside, 2-0.
And you don't want to get back to the top. I know Nizan Zinatello has struggled today, but you never want to face him, especially with what could be the bases loaded if he walks McCalvany here in this situation.
2-0 pitch. Fastball brushes him off the plate, down and in, 3-0. Well, McCalvany, eighth guy up here in the eighth inning for the Red Sox. Nizan would be the ninth, and that would put him through the order.
Yes.
First and third, two gone. 3-0 pitch. Fastball high and away. It's a four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded. With two gone in the bottom of the eighth for Nizan Zanatello.
And here comes Thomas St. Clair, the pitching coach for Down East. Come out and have a conversation.
What is the conversation here, Carter? What do you say at this moment?
I would say we're still just a pitch away from getting out of this thing. Obviously can't have another runner to cross. It makes things too daunting potentially for the offense. But, I mean, you're a strikeout, you're a ground ball, you're a fly ball. You're one pitch away from getting out of the inning. And that's what still has to be the mindset to the left-hander in this situation. And if you're the Wood Ducks. And Zanatello is obviously a very dangerous hitter. I don't care about what he's done today. That could all be erased, though, if he hits one into the gap in this situation, though.
Right? It's moments like these. You can wipe away a three-strikeout kind of a day if you deliver. Three-run advantage for the Red Sox. At this point, can you call any more insurance? I think you can.
Oh, absolutely. Anything's insurance in this situation. Would, if the Red Sox go to the bullpen, it would remove a save situation as well. Should another run score.
Bases loaded, two gone. Bottom of the eighth in Salem for Nizan Zanatello. Sox in front, 7-4. First pitch, and he swings, laces one right into the mitt of the shortstop, Vargas, for out number three. I mean, a good swing by Nizan. I think by the sound of it, he may have even cracked the bat.
Yep.
And Vargas was there waiting for it for out number three. But Marvin Alcantara delivers a bases-clearing, three-run scoring double to put the Red Sox in front 7-4, and we go to the ninth. Sox in front by three. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Let the dogs out!
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here in Salem. 7-4 Red Sox in front after Marvin Alcantara delivers a bases clearing, three-run scoring double in the bottom of the eighth to give the Red Sox a three-run advantage. Now the Sox just looking to shut the door here in the ninth inning. After the offense was able to step up, can the pitching follow it up? It's Hernandez on the bump. Francis Hernandez, 22-year-old, out of Mayo in the Dominican Republic. Tall right-handed pitcher at 6'2", tasked with picking up the final three outs there in the ninth inning. 10 hits for the Sox, 9 hits for the Wood Ducks. Down East tied the ball game with a run in the eighth. They did it on 2 hits. Do they have any offense left in the tank? They're ready to go 9-1-2 in the order. Wadi Mendez, Kedry Vargas, and Glader Figueroa. A 6.49 ERA for Francis Hernandez this year. An 0-3 win-loss record, and the first pitch is called a strike. Nothing and one. 34 two-thirds innings pitched so far this season. He has 30 strikeouts. The 0-1. Fastball outside. 1-1. Last outing earlier this week. Went 3 2/3. Here's the 1-1. Fastball in there for a strike, 1-2. Gave up 6 hits, 2 runs, a walk. Did have 6 strikeouts. That was on Tuesday. The 1-2. Here's a swing and a chopper, left side, sliding, and letting it get past him, the Zon Zanatello. Wadi Mendez leads off with a single. Down East in business, not over yet. Top of the order at Kedry Vargas, the shortstop digs in. He's 2-for-4. A double in the third, base hit in the fifth. He's come around to score twice. 234 hitter in his own right. Ready on righty, runner off of first. Hernandez deals. Here's a chopper left side. This is between Anderson and Zanatello. Back-to-back base hits. Runners on first and second for the Wood Ducks. Tying run at the plate. Later, Figueroa now stepping in from the left side. Base hit in the fifth, walked in the third. He scored once. He struck out twice tonight. 1-for-3 with a walk for Figueroa. One of the best hitters in the Carolina League. 25th best prospect in the Rangers organization. First and second, still nobody out in a 7-4 game in the ninth. Hernandez hurls, and he hit him. Did he swing, though? I think he did. Nothing and one. Went around with a half-hearted swing, even though he got hit on the hand. Third base coach is saying, how is that not a hit by pitch? And now the umps are going to talk about it. Zach Hovick, the field umpire, joining Larry Pettis from behind home plate. I did not think he swung, personally. We'll see what they say. And it is nothing and one. Take another look here on MILB TV. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know that he swung, but maybe they're saying it clipped the bottom of the bat as well. So it's a foul. Back to work we go. Nothing to one the count. First and second. Nobody out. The pitch. Breaking ball downstairs. 1-1. One of those where it clips the bottom of the bat. Gets a piece of his hand as well. It's a ball at a strike for Glader Figueroa with runners on first and second. 7-4 lead for the Sox. Top of the ninth in Salem. 1-1 offering. Fastball misses high. 2-1. On deck, you got Baker Barroso. He's got a hit today. Julian Brock after that, he's got 2 hits today. You get a break with Marcus Smith, who's 0-for-4. The Wood Ducks, they're out. Everybody contributing. Had a great game, the 2-1. He swings and chops it off his right foot. Can't catch a break, it's 2-2. Getting a piece of that fastball at 92, low in the zone. digs back in from the left side. A long look in from the stretch. Francis Hernandez. And the runners take off from second and third. Throw down to third. Not in time. Stolen base. Waddy Mendez just kind of caught him napping. Vargas stays at first. And now the fifth run of the night, which would make it a two-run game, is just 90 feet away for the Wood Ducks. Double play still in effect with a runner on first. First and third occupied, nobody out, top of the ninth in Salem. Two balls, two strikes for Glader Figueroa. The 2-2. Misses downstairs, fills it up 3-2. Gotta throw strikes here. Gotta throw strikes here if you're the Red Sox. And avoid giving this thing up. With runners on the corners in a 7-4 game, the tying run at the dish. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Misses outside. Ball four. And it loads the bases. Nobody out in the top of the ninth. Tying run at first. So two base hits and a walk now in the ninth inning has loaded the bases for Baker Barroso, who, by the way, has homered already this series and has been tremendous since being elevated this past week to the single A level. He's hitting 360. He has one home run. It was earlier this week. He has seven runs batted in. Barroso today, a base hit, an RBI single in the third. Had an RBI on a fielder's choice as well. He's one for three. Didn't play yesterday. Night before that, had an RBI single. Bases loaded, nobody out. First pitch to Barroso. He swings, sends it way into the air, deep left field, it's gone. Wood Ducks in front by a run. Grand slam, it's 8-4, 8-7. Oh boy. Carter went down a little premature for the interview. Second home run of this series for Baker Barroso, and it's the second grand slam for the two teams combined. Julian Brock looks at a ball. It's 1-0. Called strike outside corner, 1-1. Julian Brock, two hits today with a walk, a double, a single. Here's the 1-1. Ball misses inside, 2-1. Well, now the Red Sox got to make it happen offensively. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball misses inside, 3-1. And if they're going to win this game, they're going to do it via the walk-off, which would be the second time they do it this week. That's tough. That is tough. Hernandez hurls the 3-1. This is downstairs, ball four, five-pitch walk. All right, you got two hits, then a grand slam and two walks. Here in the top of the ninth inning. You gotta wonder how long the leash is here for Francis Hernandez. It was kind of handed him the game right back. Marcus Smith is in. And breaking ball gets away from Daniel McCalvany. Julian Brock awarded second. Wild pitch, two walks, grand slam, pair of singles. 8-7 down east in front. Four runs cross in the top of the ninth on a grand slam. One ball, no strikes, still nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swings and lifts it high into the gap, left center field. Miguel Blaze running after it, makes the catch on the run. Tagging up and making it to third is Julian Brock. There's one gone. It's like a bunt. So one out, one run advantage, and the ninth run is 90 feet away at third for Eric Alvarez. He has a sac fly and a base hit today. Definitely in position for another sac fly here. Infield playing in. Hernandez hurls. First pitch, swing at a chopper. Up the middle, past the diving glove of Andy Lugo, a run scores. See, that doesn't happen if the infield's playing out, but with the infield playing in, it gets past him. It's an RBI single for Eric Alvarez. This game is completely unraveled with five runs in the top of the ninth for the Wood Ducks. Here's Chandler Pollard from the right side. Righty on righty, first pitch. He lifts it foul, right side of the seats, nothing at one. One gone, runner on first. Sox now down two runs. They still gotta shut the door defensively. Pick off to first, head first slide, and Alvarez in there safely. A one pitch. This is downstairs, a ball and a strike now for Chandler Pollard. So to recap the ninth thus far, Mendez with a base hit, Vargas with a base hit, Figueroa walked, that loaded him. 1-1 pitch. This is down and away, 2-1. Baker Barroso followed it up with his second home run of the series, a grand slam. Gave Down East a one-run advantage, made it 8-7. Julian Brock then walked himself. 2-1. Swing at a chopper left side. Snaring it, Anderson on to second. No throw to first, two gone. They cut down the leading runner in Alvarez. Pollard aboard with a fielder's choice. Brock made it to second on a wild pitch. Fly out, put him at third. And then with the infield playing in, Alvarez had the RBI single to make it 9-7. Here's Tommy Specht, ninth man up in the ninth inning. Pick off over to first and head first slide. Pollard in there. Specht 0 for 3 today. Pair of ground outs, pair of strikeouts. Righty on lefty, runner off of first, two gone. The pitch. This is down and in, 1-0. You gotta wonder why you make the move the way Max Carlson was pitching. I mean, he had given up one run, two hits, had three strikeouts. 1-0. Lifted back to the netting, 1-1. Even with that, why you make the move and go to Hernandez? Because, simply put, he struggled and this was such a big game. With a chance to win the series with one game left to play. Pick off to first. Standing up safely is Pollard. 1-1 at stake. It's cost the Red Sox the game. They were up 3 heading into the ninth. They trail it now by 2 to 1-1. Here's a swing and a line drive, scolded into right field. Uten has it go behind him as he tried to dive at it. This is going to score a run. Pollard crosses home. Specht at third. He's waved around. He's going to come in to score. Throw home, off target, inside the park home run by Tommy Specht. Two runs score. 11-7 the new score, and down east all over the Red Sox, 7 runs in the ninth. And now a mound visit here for the Red Sox. Juan Rivera out there to have a word with Francis Hernandez. Well, the Wood Ducks have officially batted around as well. Now a lot of the Red Sox faithful heading for the exits. Plate umpire and Larry Pettis going to break up the party. Rivera back to the Red Sox dugout. And we go back to Wadi Mendez for the second time this inning. He led it off in the nine hole with a base hit. Ended up coming around to score on the grand slam. Base is empty, first pitch. He chops it up the middle. Gets past the glove of the pitcher, scooped up by Zanatello, throw to first in time, inning over. Seven runs in the ninth, 11-7, down east in front. We step aside and return in the bottom of the ninth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark on a gorgeous Saturday night. 11-7, the new score after down east scores 7 runs in the top of the ninth inning. The Red Sox now down to their final 3 outs with a lot of work left to be done. 7 runs in the top of the ninth inning cost the Red Sox big time. They had a 3-run advantage. Looked like they were just going out there to shut the door in the ninth, and then base hit, walk, grand slam, walk, RBI single, inside the park home run. I mean, everything unraveled, Carter.
Yeah, I'm back upstairs. We went down for the post-game interview, and
you jinxed it.
You know, a 7 spot in the top of the ninth kind of forced me to come back upstairs. But yeah, I mean, you can't walk guys. And then, I mean, Becker Barroso just continues to come through in this series. I mean, that's a no-doubter. Grand slam down the left field line. You could see it pure as day from down on the field. And then once Nathaniel Tan made the decision to come in and try and snag it, you knew that that one off the bat of Tommy Specht.
First pitch to Antonio Anderson misses 1-0.
You knew that as soon as Nathaniel Tan came in and got past him, Tommy Specht was going to score. And after being denied an inside the park home run yesterday, they have one here this evening.
1-0. Called a strike, inner corner, 1-1. Have you quite seen a game get out of hand like that, that fast? I mean, you had a 3-run advantage going to the ninth.
And, you know, the lead dissipated before an out was recorded.
1-1 to Anderson. Breaking ball, tails in, 2-1.
How was the top of the ninth for you?
Been better, Clark. Been better.
Oh, gosh.
2 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, 3-1.
And, you know, I mentioned the walks. Yeah, I mean, that kills you. I'm catching up on my score sheet here. You had, to Francis Hernandez's, I guess, credit, he had a couple slow rollers to bounce through to lead off the frame.
3-1. Down and away, 5-pitch walk. To lead things off for Antonio Anderson, well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you do. Still just a four-run game here in the ninth. But, yeah, two little bouncers, they get through the infield, and then a walk, and then the grand slam. Peros is homer twice this season. They have both come here this week in Salem, and they both come in key moments. So you tip your cap to the Wood Ducks first baseman here this evening.
There's Miguel Blaise from the right side. First pitch. Called his strike. Outside corner of the fastball, nothing and one. You know, Antonio Anderson quietly having a really nice game. 2-for-3 with a pair of walks. Nothing and one the count from Miguel Blaise, fourth best prospect in the organization, the 0-1. Fastball inside, nothing and two.
Nice job of the left-hander to come back with two strikes as Miguel Blaise will call time.
Now on a 15-game hitting streak after his double in the first inning. Hasn't recorded a hit since. Flew out, popped out, and struck out looking. 0-2. Fastball rings him up outside corner, one gone. Rowdy Red Sox crowd tonight.
Yeah. That pitch was in there, according to TrackMan. One down here in the frame.
Very rowdy Red Sox crowd this evening. I'm trying to figure out where
that's coming
at.
Through. Yeah.
First pitch, and Nellie Taylor Jr. swings and misses on a fastball, nothing and one.
Then after the homer, you had the walk and then the wild pitch, and then good baseball. Moving the runner over after Miguel Blaise reeled it in left center field.
0-1. This is down and away with a fastball, 1-1.
And then you had the single off the bat of Eric Alvarez. And then the inside the park home run a couple hitters later.
Ball and a strike, the pitch. Breaking ball, he ducks underneath it, high and in, 2-1.
I mean, 10 guys hit for Down East in the top of the ninth. Not ideal with a 3-run lead, but yeah, I don't know if I've seen, and all of a sudden now 14 hits, what they had, 5 hits that inning off
yes.
The top of my head?
Yep, 5 hits, 7 runs. 2-1, swinging a chopper right side, scooped up, throw on to second is there, fire back to first. In time, ball game over. Inning-ending double play. Collar to Vargas to Barroso, 4-6-3. And man, that one stings. That one stings more than probably any other one all year.
Yeah, that's a tough one for the Salem Red Sox, and I think that's an understatement. You're three outs away, up three runs from winning the series and setting yourself up to win 5 of 6 tomorrow, and just out of nowhere, Down East, they put up a 7 spot in the top of the ninth. They take the lead, and they end up winning this ballgame 11-7. You just got to tip your cap and move on, but that's a tough one to swallow if you're a Salem Red Sox fan.
Oh, we'll do it again tomorrow. 3:05 first pitch, 2:40 pregame right here on MILB.com and MILB TV. For everyone making the magic happen behind the scenes in the room to our right, for our video production assistant, Bill Bowell, Will Howell, as we call him, Wild Bill. Stephen Langdon, our video production manager, best broadcast partner a man could ask for, Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Hader saying so long and goodnight from Salem. 11-7, the final score. The Wood Ducks come from behind to win.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.